Blog Talk Radio.
Escape Real Prison Break. Lansing Correctional Facility, February 2006. John Maynard is serving life, but when his secret love affair with a prison dog trainer leads to his escape, police launch a full-scale investigation and discover she helped plan the breakout. Now the outlaw couple is living life on the run, but as the marshals close in, he was not about to return to jail.
You just have this pit in your stomach.
I Escaped Real Prison Break. All new Tuesday at 10, only on Investigation Discovery.
I brought champagne.
Wow, best in the world.
Oikos, Greek yogurt from Dannon.
So creamy, thick, and fresh tasting. Dannon Oikos berry flavors beat Chobani 2-1 in a national taste test.
Mm. This may be the best in the world.
Oikos Greek yogurt.
The best kind of panty liner is the kind you can forget about completely. Introducing the new Active Fresh Liner from Carefree. So thin, so absorbent, so comfortable, you'll forget you're wearing a liner. New Active Fresh from Carefree. Wonderfully forgettable.
It's new from Trojan Vibrations.
I'm so excited it's here.
What's that?
It's my new Trojan Vibrating Twister.
I heard Trojan's the one that's so much better to blow your hair back.
Yep, this is it. And I hear people are loving it.
Oh, hi. How you doing?
We're great.
What couldn't be better?
Well, I guess what they're saying about the new Trojan Vibrating Twister is true.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it's the latest in the line from Trojan Vibrations. The personal massagers that are so good, they'll blow your hair back with a twistable design that gives you 3 pulse patterns, 4 unique positions, and 5 speeds. Want to hear what women are saying about the Vibrating Twister? Go to TrojanVibrations.com.
Trojan Vibrating Twister made me feel amazing. Fantastic.
We got pretty high there.
The Vibrating Twister is only available at TrojanVibrations.com with free discreet shipping. Also, check out Vibrating Pulse, a powerful, precise massager with 3 speeds and 3 pulse patterns. Order now at TrojanVibrations.com. Millions of women worldwide love Bare Minerals.
This is smooth, it's nice, and it covers. I like that.
Only Bare Minerals looks like beautiful bare skin. Well, it covers whatever you want it to. And now you can get our latest kit with our totally new, totally spill-proof Click Lock Go Foundation for over 75% off retail. Our new kit comes with Bare Minerals Foundation in the shade that's just right for you. Warmth for a healthy glow. Mineral Veil, the ultimate finishing touch. And Bare Minerals Flawless Application Brush. Call now and get 3 full-size gifts worth $57.95 free. Purchased separately, you'd spend over $120. Our original Get Started Kit was a great deal at 2 payments of $29.99. But now you can get all this for just 1 payment of $29.99. Save over $90 and get a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call 1-800-232-2396. Ask how you can receive this handy compact. Call 1-800-232-2396 now.
Stalker terrorized Southern California, but when serial killer Richard Ramirez was finally arrested, everyone wanted to know.
I don't think anybody's born like that.
What made him so twisted? Season premiere Friday at 10, only on Investigation Discovery.
His own dog question their friendship. Your host, Tommy Sotomayor.
Thank you, everyone. Welcome back to the show.
I'm your host, Mr. Tommy Sotomayor. I'm doing fine, thank you. I'm not looking forward to getting older. A lot of people didn't know, or don't know, I have a twin brother. And he just hit me up, let me know that he is watching the show, and say, "What's up, big brother? Ain't seen you in a minute. Then I had you. The man I've been trying to keep me down." But he's back. He's in the game. And I hope to see him Friday at my birthday party. For the people who don't know about my birthday party, it's at Encore Friday. If you want to be a part of it, you know what you have to do. You have to email me at tj@yourworldmyviews.com, your list, in order to be a part. Well, Lord, in order to get that free, you can come in, pay all you want. I don't mind that either. If you're paying, that's going into my pocket, so that's great. But I'm trying to get y'all in there free. That's all. That is all. That's all. I'm just saying. My brother hit me up in November, too. He said, "What's up? Just remind me of the song when the man say, I'll be gone to November." That's just ironic. Ladies and gentlemen, the number is 347-99-8310. And I can't wait to talk to my man Mike, who's going to call me in a little while. Because I love it when he calls in. Because let me tell y'all again about Mike. Mike's my favorite person. Because Mike is in Kanagawa, Japan. Sangmara, Kanagawa, Japan. And he catches the show every time the show is on. You hear me? Every time the show on, he catch it. So I'm going to bring him in just a minute. I sure want to get to a lot of you guys' phone call. Got my man Mike. I'm going to let him in just a second. Mike be Skyping me like a G. You know what? I want to bring in Tish because Tish been on the line for a minute. And I know it's a lot of you that have been on the line, so don't act like I'm ignoring you. That's not what I'm doing. So let me see. Who should I bring in first? Because we're talking about you're not thick, you're fat. And a lot of y'all don't like the purpose of this show. So what I'm going to do is tell you the purpose of the show first. And then I'm going to start answering phone calls. The purpose of this show is this. There are a lot of people in the black community that are treating obesity as if it's this nice thing. When I even came out with the topic, do you know that there were women who stated, and Mike, you're on, so if you can hear me, Mike, I just haven't brought you onto the show yet, but you can hear me, so stay on Skype. For those of you who want to Skype into the show, if you don't want to call, the Skype number is YWMV11. That's short for Your World, My Views, and 11 or 11. But there were women who were posting on my wall who were saying, "I'm fat and I'm proud," or "there's nothing wrong with being overweight," or all of these things. But they never use the word fat. For some reason, we as black people cannot say someone's fat. We should worry about not hurting their feelings. But if you are really fat and proud, wouldn't it not bother you to be called fat? Because you're fat and proud. Do I have this concept wrong? If you're running around saying you're fat and proud, why would it bother you that someone calls you fat? Why do you come up with all these newfangled words? Thick used to mean a woman who was shapely, just like a slim woman, just a little bit bigger. She had a small waist, a big ass, and big titties. It don't mean that no more. It just means a chick shaped like a weeble wobble. I don't understand. Yet you are supposed to spend your life and time trying to make these people feel better about themselves. Yet they tell you they are very confident. But if you are this confident, no one should be forced to coddle you. No one should be forced. I want you to be forced to make you feel better about yourself. So this is why I did this show. Because black women have hijacked everything, to be perfectly honest. But you don't have this problem with other races. Like I said, you watch a fat girl, and the fat girl don't run around thinking that she just look as good as everybody else. Now, I'm not trying to tell you to run around and feel self-conscious. Because if you're happy being fat, well, great. But if you're happy being fat, then you wouldn't have a problem with somebody calling you fat. I'm happy being dark-skinned. I don't have a problem with somebody saying he's dark-skinned. Because I am. This just shouldn't be a debate. There's nothing to argue about. I'm dark-skinned. But somewhere along the line, this thing became a debate. This thing became an argument. So I'm going to go to 424, my girl Tish. Or Trish, excuse me. What's up, Trish? What am I saying, Tish or Trish? Which one is it?
It's actually Tish the Dish.
Tish the Dish. Oh, what a tasty dish it is. How are you doing?
I'm blessed and highly favored.
Oh, we talked about in the last show how I hate when people say that.
I know you do, but I got to keep it real, bro. But you know I have nothing but love for you because you keep it real. You keep it 100, 24/7. Even though the haters are on, you just shake them off. You do you.
Thank you, baby. Now I want to ask you, and I'll let you talk about both of them because I haven't gotten a chance to ever speak to you, but I spoke in the previous segment. I spoke about how black women have become overly masculine. And what I mean by that is the stats show that only 24% of black women will ever get married.
Mm-hmm.
I said, typically black women are arguing, especially in the South, that they end up with a man without no job or a man that's gay.
I pointed this out.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm from the South. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but yeah, you know, I'm from the South. I'm from Waco.
So, you know, they say that a lot down here, right?
Yeah.
So when they say that, I boiled it down to this. The reason most black women end up with a man with no job, no ambition, or he's gay is because of, and you can look at Jack A. Jack A, baby dad, gay is a son of a bitch, and she refused to admit he is gay. These motherfuckers are killing me, acting like they don't know they man gay. The only reason you can be with a man like this is because, A, he needs a beard, which you are, so he's trying to show people I'm really not gay, and he lives a down-low lifestyle.
Right.
Or you get a man who don't have shit, and that's the only way he'll be with you, because any man who's worth his salt will not deal with a woman disrespecting him, and black women have gotten to that point where they believe that being argumentative, disrespectful, loud, and hard to deal with is what they're supposed to be. You even hear black women say, y'all niggas date them white girls because they do what y'all want them to do, as if it's a bad thing. That's like saying, y'all niggas only take that job because they pay what you want them to pay. That's a stupid argument.
Right.
But well, don't black women make that argument? You've heard a black woman say, y'all just get with them white women because they do what y'all want.
Right, right, right. And we're going to talk about that, but you forgot to throw the Asian women in there because, you know, black women say that too. That's why y'all date Asians, especially out here in California. That's very prevalent. And they say that it's the same thing because they tend to be more submissive and just shut up. And, you know, that's all a lie out the pit of hell. The bottom line is the black women, because not all of us walk around like that. That's such a nasty, ugly spirit. And, yeah, I said it. And, you know, they can call me a sellout. They can call me bougie. I don't care. The devil's a liar. I'm keeping it real. That
Thank
nasty
you.
Spirit of the rolling the neck, popping the fingers, popping the gum, with the ghetto nails and, you know, a size too small and you five sizes too big for that outfit. Those days are
looking
over.
Like the group that stole KFC.
No, you had it with the Wibble Wobble. I got fat. I was always a thin girl my whole life. I was always called long and lanky, too tall tish, all that stuff. And I moved out to L.A. and got into a very abusive relationship, and I gained over 200 pounds. At my heaviest, I was 353 pounds and a size 26.
Ooh.
I swear to God.
Really?
Yeah, for real, for real, for real.
Well, depression had got me down to like 150 pounds, so I feel you. No, it did. It got me down to 150 pounds. I was a dude that weighed 210 pounds.
Well,
I went down to 150 pounds. Looked like I had cracker AIDS.
Well, I think that women, we tend, especially sisters, we tend to eat. You know what I'm saying? Especially as Southern girls, we like our potatoes, our biscuits smothered in gravy with the hot sauce. And I mean, and that's good. Ain't nobody saying don't eat. But come on now, that's not a regular diet.
True.
You know, and then you want to hate a skinny girl because she works out. Also white girls, you know, especially being from the South, let's just keep it real. They'll hate on a white girl in a minute because she works out and she looks good and she's all together. And it's like, you know what, just hit the gym, push back from the table, put the knife and the fork down. That's what I had to do.
Let me ask you something. Have you ever been to Atlanta?
I have been to Hotlanta.
Okay, you know that Camp Creek. Maybe you should, you know, Camp Creek is very black, like none but Negroes.
Mm-hmm.
It's right by the airport. Now, I used to live out there.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that even though it's nothing but a black area, when I would go to work in the morning, I would see white girls running, but no black girls running?
Because we got to get our sleep on. Yeah, we've been out there all night before, you know, getting our dance on, getting our groove on, getting our smoke on at the club, looking for a G, you know.
That was the L.A. Fitness over there. There wasn't that many black women at the L.A. Fitness.
I already told
you. In a black neighborhood.
Yeah.
And then they get mad when a nigga end up dating one of them white girls. You a sellout.
I know. It's the other way around, too, for us, though, too, Tommy, because, you know, I'm an equal opportunity, you know, dater as well. And
we don't care if y'all date white men. We know them white men don't want y'all.
That's not true. A lot of them just be trying to sneak around, especially out here.
Exactly. Them white boys want to see what it's like to fuck a black woman. That's it. There was another one. I'm telling you, I don't know if you know him, and I hate putting people's name out there, but there's a white boy named Jerry Beck. That white boy fuck as many black women as you can throw, as you can shake a dick at. That white boy don't wife now. He was with this girl named Ramirez. I can't Kathleen.
Uh-huh.
Kathleen thought that that white boy liked her so much that she stopped speaking to black men as to not piss him off. That white boy dropped her like a hot-ass biscuit.
Yeah, well, because she was dumb, because that was stupid. You know what I'm saying? And it don't matter if you're white, green, purple, red, or yellow. You can tell when a dude is just trying to hit that. So she's the dumb one. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I'm not mad at him.
Oh, I ain't mad at him either, because let me tell you. If I send you a message on Facebook, I'm just trying to hit that. Now, if anything else come from that, great. But my first initial thought with anyone is to fuck them. And I haven't had sex with a white girl since I was 19. And the reason I haven't done it is because I've been worried about what sisters will think about me.
Well, forget them. That might be, you know,
that's what I'm thinking now. I'm an old ass man. I don't know if you're watching the video, but I'm old as hell.
You know, first of all, happy birthday, brother. Happy birthday. God bless you.
Thank you.
Don't be ashamed of that. There's some brothers that didn't even make it. Okay, so you.
Oh,
you
I love.
It. Right.
I love and, it. I look like my daddy.
And you know what? Barbie may be your wife that the Lord has for you. You don't shake these sisters off that are hating on you. I'm telling you, it's because you are a sexy black man who's confident. Traversal, and they don't know how to handle it because you will check them. That again, we're talking about the spirit. We're talking about that nasty spirit that we, especially as women in the 90s, when Destiny Child and all that came out, we were all Miss Independent. I don't need no man. And you know what I mean? And that was the biggest lie out the pit of hell because nobody wants to be a 70, 80, 90-year-old woman still taking out the trash because your bitter ass could not keep no man.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I want to point something else out to the people because, and I want to talk to you and maybe you can help me out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching and I'm reading this wall and I'm going to send it to some of the people so they can see it as well and know that I don't make this stuff up,
mm-hmm.
that this happens. And this is what I have to deal with on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
Just an event. The event just states, you're not thick, you're fat. Let's stop the denial. First message from somebody named Dana says, wow. The next message from somebody named Cheryl Creole Redbone. Hell to the no. Kiss me ass. These dumb bitches can't even fail. Then some bitch named Gabrielle Maria, looked like a white girl. She put disrespectful ass. Then another black woman. She put... IKR, who the hell is Diz, D-I-S, lame ass boy sending this ish? Another black girl named Terrell Pretty Smile. I'm a thick motherfucker. Don't quit. Don't get it twisted. And stop sending me this dumb ass shit. This is why I literally think black women have no chance in general of ever changing or ever getting married or ever. When you would disrespect a dude you don't know because you don't like the title of his show.
Right. But tell me, not all of us are like that, though. I mean, not all
of
us.
Oh, I don't believe you all are, but there's a reason why only 24% of you are getting married. There's a reason why. You can see a lot of Negroes with high-profile white women, but you can't see no damn black women with high-profile white men.
Right, right. Well, because, again, there's a lot of that ghetto mentality. I don't care if they have 10 behind their name or 60s. You see the
exactly.
reality shows on VH1. These people that they're trying to show us as role models, again, half of them, they still that ghetto, you know, rolling their necks, popping the gum, snapping their finger. And it's just like, not all black women are like that. And we don't have to be bougie. Just because I'm educated and I have, what are those things called? Oh, yeah, aspirations and morals. That doesn't mean you know, and I'm not trying, I don't have 10 kids with 6 different baby daddies. I'm not on a welfare system. You know what I mean? That does not mean I'm not a sister. I'm not a black woman. It means I'm an educated woman in this world that's trying to have a legitimate chance on surviving and having a successful lineage.
How does that make you feel? It sucks to know that as a black woman, the women who get most credit, at least out in the open, are these babies' mamas. These babies' mamas be posting on Facebook talking about how they're real. And if you speak, they'll say you a sellout or you a wannabe bitch or whatever. Yeah. How does that make you feel when you see that the ones who are getting the credit are the ones who should be getting the criticism?
Can I tell you the truth about that? I don't feel about that comment because you know what? Greater is he that's in me. And I know how you are, and you and I, we respect each other on that. But I am a bona fide, sanctified, purified, washed in the blood of the Lamb believer, okay? And those women, they are used by the enemy to propel this black negative stereotype against us. And God is raising up a generation of women and black women who know how to get up our backs, close our legs, use our mind, and be led by our hearts to do something in this world.
Amen.
All this P control, and I can throw it back, and I can drop it like it's hot. When you're over 40, you're lowering it like it's warm. You know? That sizzle's the sizzle, baby. Accept it, baby. Let's keep it real, baby.
You are correct. Think about it. Think about it. Black women have been reduced to what's between their legs, what's on the bottom of their spinal column, and what's on their rib cage. Think about it.
Blow up dolls. Blow up dolls.
Yes. Glorified blow up dolls. I'm glad you said that. When their role models are Nicki Minaj, Lil' Kim, and Superhead.
Dude, I'm out here in L.A. I'm an aspiring actress in L.A. And not only that, I'm a Christian, full walking in the spirit, sanctified, not screwing nobody. The only couch that I'm trying to lay on is my couch up in my house that the Lord is providing for me. The only G I got is G-O-D, okay? That's it. And I'm telling you, it ain't no joke. I'm not even competing with them. We're on the set, and I'm telling you, there's girls blowing PAs right there on the set thinking that that's going to get them ahead. And we're talking about sisters. We're talking about Asian girls. We're talking about the Latinos because they want to be famous.
Yep.
It's sad. It's sad.
I'm so glad you said it.
And we got, why is it that when white girls dream of being a model, they want Cosmo, they want Elle, they want Marie Claire. What are we trying to get? Bootylicious. Drop a line.
King and double XL.
Oh my God, the devil's a liar in the name of Jesus. I'm so sick of it.
And when I say it, people get mad at me and call me a sellout.
I know.
I'm a sellout for telling you to aspire for greater. Really?
You know, you keeping it real. You know I'm a fan. Keep it real. Do you? Don't change. We need this. Black America needs this. We need our black Bill Maher. We need our black Bill O'Reilly, whatever, that controversial that's like, you know what, I'm going to go against the grain. I'm going to piss you off. I'm going to ruffle your feathers because the way it's going now, dude, I don't even want a daughter in this world.
Thank you. That's what I said. They get mad at me when I said, one, I don't want my daughter to have no damn black little girlfriends. I don't. And two, if she tell me she don't date black men, I wouldn't get mad because half the niggas, that's my friends. Shit. I know these niggas, they ain't shit.
Oh, dude, why is it that the black race, okay, first of all, I don't like the term race because we all the human race. Ethnic group, nationality, whatever you want to call it, because we all the human race. Whether you're white, green, purple, or red, if you're in the human race, we can breed and procreate. Dogs, cats,
right.
Birds, fish can't do that. So we're the human race. But with that being said, I don't understand why our culture, our ethnicity, we're the only race, again, where a group of people where if a woman is, like, grossly overweight or if a dude is grossly overweight and not working and three and four kids, it's like, it's just, it's okay. Folks ain't married and it's just okay. Like you said, the same white woman at 36 years old with three kids, folks is wondering what's up with that.
Yeah, a white woman at 36 with three kids, she glad that a nigga taking her on a date.
A black woman, I did a show, literally, I promise you, I swear to God, I said, I did a show, and all it said was, I don't want to date a woman with kids.
Mm-hmm.
Black, oh, excuse me, I didn't even say that. I said, I don't want to date someone with kids. Just saying that, mm-hmm. What do you do when someone says that? No black man, no man at all called the show offended at the title. Black women who I'd never met who saw the title got offended. I literally had a woman call the show and said a real man would date a woman with kids. So you saying the only way to be real is to take on another motherfucker's irresponsibility?
Well, I mean,
that's like me saying a real woman would date a nigga with AIDS.
Right, and you know what, though? And in some people's circle, that might be the reality. Perception, again, is reality. For some people, they believe that. Tommy, you and I, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying I necessarily want to date a dude. My son is 18. I'm keeping it real with you. I had my son at a young age. He's 18. He's in college, by the grace of God.
Yeah, because I looked at your picture. You ain't no older than 30, so you had him when you was
12. Oh, bless you. God bless God. Eagles. What? I tell you, he's good. But anyway, with that being said, the bottom line is this. You know what? I saw the picture that you had of those two sisters that was talking about they were thick on the one page. Oh, my God. I sent that out. Those girls were fat. They were obese. They were like one hamburger, one french fry, one potato chip away from being bedridden. And it's from Monique and that whole movement, the black is beautiful, whatever. I mean, just on my Facebook page tonight, I posted Hattie McDaniel. Love her. I love her, but she was overweight. And I refuse to be that fat, funny black chick in Hollywood. That's one reason why I lost all that weight when I gained it. I lost it all. I gained it here, and I lost it all in 8 years. I refuse, no surgery or anything. I refuse to be the fat, funny black chick. And then once I got my body back, yes, my name is Tish the Dish. I've had that name since eighth grade, but that doesn't mean I'm sleeping with directors, producers. I'm not in every video out here being a video hoe. I mean, what is that? Come on now.
Tish, be honest.
Yeah.
When you lost your weight, men treated you with more respect than they did when you're a bigger woman. A man will try you, like, in a simple aspect. Like, he'll try to just get you to come to his house. He won't say, like, well, let's go on a date. When you 300 pounds, ain't nobody telling you, why don't we meet out to eat? Number one, because you might break a nigga. I ain't got that kind of money in my Wells Fargo account.
And I did.
But when you slim, a nigga feel like I can't really say no dumb shit to you at first. So now I bet when dudes try you on Facebook and send you them inbox messages, they'll say things like, oh, you beautiful, I love to marry somebody. Oh, they give you those kind of compliments, right?
Yeah.
When you fat, though, shit, I done sent out a few Facebook messages to a fat chick, let a nigga hit that ass.
Yeah, that's it.
Because I feel like you probably will accept anything. Now, that's not saying that it's true, because it's not. But what we're saying is, like you said, perception is reality. A lot of times we have to understand that it's just like, it's funny to me when a fat woman says, I can't believe he cheated on me. And I don't think he cheated on you because you're fat. What I'm saying is, if you're not taking care of your own body, why would you expect somebody else to be all taking care of it for you?
That's right. You're exactly right. And you know what? When I was fat, there was a guy who told me something. He's like, Tish, I'm going to tell you the truth. He's like, any self-respect man, he's like, he may see your heart and he may see that you're a beautiful person, but he looks at a woman, and at night and in the wintertime, fat girls are fun. But in the daytime, skinny girls are good to look at and walk around with. And that was the truthful answer.
I am so glad you said that. Let me tell you something, Tish. It's so many people on the line. I want to get to as many people as I can, but I'm glad you said that. Because not enough people are honest about that, and I hope you stick around for the after show, because I'd love to hear more from you, especially from a reformed fat girl.
Yeah. All day. God bless you, Tommy. I'm a fan.
Thank you, darling. Hey, see, guys, first off, y'all need to understand. They're all black women. I want to tell my man, Anthony, Mr. Mike Anthony, go ahead, call in, bro. Call in, I'm going to let you online next. We got the lines are full. I'm going to let as many people as I can on here. Y'all, for the people who don't know, first off, the show goes until 1 in the morning. So I'm going to get to almost all of you because I want y'all to first understand 65% of my audience is black women. So if you believe I hate black women, if you believe that I'm just out to make y'all feel horrible about yourself, that's not true. But if you have a condition called, if you don't kiss my ass, I'm going to cuss you out, then you won't like my show. You won't like nothing I do. Because when I tell the truth, I tell it about myself. I'm going to tell it about you. Just because a man, ladies, please understand, just because a man wants to sleep with you doesn't mean he likes you. I'm sick of y'all thinking that this is the case. It is not the case. Just because I want to sleep with you doesn't mean I like you. I will sleep with damn near anything. I'm telling you to your face, and most men feel that way. We will fuck almost anything. There are men who will sleep with people who dead. They call them necrophiliacs. You hear me? A man will sleep with a woman and she dead. He'll still do it. If that don't tell you there's a problem, I don't know what does. If you still want to believe that just because a nigga sent you a friend's request on Facebook, you sexy. Just because a nigga tell you I like him thick, don't mean he do. Again, that's why it's easy for a black man to talk to a white woman. Because a white woman is not going to sit up there and argue with you, tell you that you should think she fine. This won't happen. A 300-pound white woman will act like a 300-pound white woman. A 300-pound black woman will act like a 130-pound black woman and will tell you that there is no difference. I know for a fact I'm a 36-year-old man. I am not the same as a 26-year-old man, nor will I ever try to compete with a 26-year-old man. And if a 26-year-old man, and ladies, I'm going to tell you to your face, if a 26-year-old man has exactly what I got, no kids though, then he's a better option than me. I would not tell any woman, well, I'm a better option because I'm older and got kids. That don't make sense. And here's my biggest problem, and Tish said it. We got black people who sitting around telling Cedric the Entertainer how sexy he is. You name a white man that's running around with suits on talking about some I'm sexy and I'm fat. Name one. Name a white man that's running around like these black men, like Earthquake put on a suit and still tell you about how sexy he is. My girl Sarah J says she just finished doing a scene. I love it when Sarah J sends me a message. When it just sounds good to say I just got through shooting a scene. I'm sorry, that throw me off. Let me go to some phone lines and take some of these calls. 901-270 caller, what's happening?
Hello.
All right, who am I talking with?
I was over there telling my little fat again.
What up, little fat?
My not much, man. Just hold it down.
All right, little fat, we talking about big fat.
Man. Boy.
I want to be honest with me. Why is it that we got fat black men like Cedric the Entertainer and all them running around in suits talking about how sexy they are. But you don't have not one white man running around saying shit like that. Seriously. Name me one white man that's running around fat telling you he's still sexy. Just name me one.
One? Oh, I can't even think of one because I don't know now.
Right, it ain't no fat. When they say who's sexy, they say Tom Cruise. They say Brad Pitt. They say a motherfucker in shape. They don't say nobody fucking fat.
Well, that's one thing about black people, man. I mean, any flaws we have, we think that we're supposed to embrace them. But half the time, it seems like we're promoting them. Like we're promoting fatness.
Thank you.
We promote unhealthiness. We promote.
We promote kids out of wedlock. We promote going to motherfucking jail. We promote fighting in drugs with your man. We promote disputes with your man.
Right. I mean, we
I had a bitch promote stretch marks to me, little fat. Stretch marks. She got mad because I posted on my own damn page that I don't like stretch marks. And do you know what this black bitch said to me? Excuse me, y'all, for listening. This black bitch said to me, I love my stretch mark. They're a sign of what I've been through.
I don't know if she did.
She said that they are a sign of the life that she brought forth, and she proud of it. And any man being with her should be proud of it, too. I said, no, the nigga who gave you the stretch mark should be proud of it. If his ass ain't with you, then why would you say somebody else should love him?
That's some bullshit. Just like you said, if he ain't with you, why do you say somebody else should love him? That's just like if I get shot. I mean, I'm in the dope cab with them. I'm game, man. I get shot. Yeah, my gunshot wound. You just find out what I've been through. You know, it don't make no sense, man. That's the type of stuff that we promote. It's sad, but it's true, you know. It's sad, but
we
true,
never promote things that are positive in the black community. I had a
not
nigga try to put me down for having a degree. It was hilarious.
Oh, yeah, I mean, It just come with the territory, man. It's like the women, the thing I noticed about black women in our communities. Okay, they want a thug. They want a motherfucker riding 20-something-inch rims, gold chain, gold teeth, selling dope. And that's all we going to amount to if they keep wanting it. You know,
thank you. I say this all the time. We have not, black men do not have a reason at all to try and be different because y'all accept us the way we are. You can't complain about niggas being sorry if I see a lot of sorry niggas getting pussy.
Hey, all the time, the asshole's the one getting the most pussy.
If niggas didn't get pussy, niggas will stop being sorry. I'm telling you the truth.
Hey, real talk, if these females start saying, I want a mathematician, I want a scientist, I want a lawyer. Oh, you think we gonna go out there, we gonna start being mathematicians and scientists and lawyers just to get some pussy?
Exactly. Yeah, if you tell me, it's just like if you stop fucking a nigga with tattoo on his neck, do you think any man would get a tattoo on his neck if he knew he couldn't get no pussy?
Hey, that's crazy, man. This wild as hell, but it's true though. It's true.
Hey, do you remember there was a point in time, I'm an old head, but there was a point in time in the 90s when women was getting they got their tongue pierced. And you remember the men started doing it until people started making jokes saying a nigga with a tongue piercing probably gay? You see how fast them niggas stopped doing it? Who the fuck you see with a tongue piercing now?
Hey, real talk, some of them still do.
Oh, I know. It's a couple that still do. But what I'm saying is you don't see a bunch of niggas with tongue piercing no more now, do you?
It's not as popular as it used to be because it's been exposed like skinny jeans. Motherfucker wearing skinny jeans and shit. You know? Now motherfucker saying niggas is gay. Now niggas going back to the baggy, you know? Motherfucker wearing tight-ass shirts and shit. Hey, this shit gay as hell. Niggas start wearing loose clothes again, you know? I mean, everybody want to fit in with a certain trend, man. I mean, sometimes the shit just don't work out.
It's just like bell bottom. They came back for like a second.
It's like
a woman can wear some capri pants.
Back.
Yeah, a woman can wear some capri pants. I remember them niggas tried it for like a week.
I live in Memphis, right? I ain't gonna lie, I remember at one point in time there was style down here, all of me in there.
You see what what I'm saying, though, right?
Yeah,
men will try anything to try to make a stop because as black men, that's what we try to do. We try to set trends. That is what we do. But if that shit fall flat, we will abandon ship.
Like a motherfucker. Like, y'all hear rappers. Like, the type of music that we listen to, Lil Wayne and 50 Cent, shit like that, y'all hear them talk about go to college, get your education, get a career. They talking about selling drugs, gangbanging, shooting niggas and shit. And that's what we doing. That's what we doing. That's the cool stuff. That's the cool nowadays. It's cool to have sex at 12 years old now.
Exactly.
You know, it's cool. That's what they promote. That's the type of music that we listen to. Like, it all comes back down to diet, like, and being healthy. Being healthy, that gets being slim. It's, you eat healthy, you think healthy. Therefore, you get healthy results and healthy actions. You know what I'm saying? Like, you are what you eat. That's what they mean when they say you are what you eat. You eat a lot of bad-ass food, get a lot of bad-ass thinking. Do a lot of bad-ass
things. And not only are you what you eat through your mouth, but you are what you eat through your ears.
Basically, the type of information that you take in and the type of, like, I remember one time I was watching on your YouTube page about the little girl, 14 years old, who gave head at school and shit, right? And you said something about we live in this basketball white society. That's true, man. I'm talking about when you said that shit, I like, damn.
I want to first off thank you for being a fan of my YouTube because my YouTube got some good shit on there. I try to educate and make you laugh at the same time.
Yeah, that's all I like about the show too, man. The shit's funny, but it's funny, it's harsh, but it's the truth. You know what I'm saying? Like, the truth is getting out there. A lot of folks, I mean, we can get by lying to women all the time.
Yeah.
We can. But when we tell the truth, we automatically become a hater. You know what I'm saying? And all this other shit, right?
I've been called gay just because I told a motherfucker that having three kids by three men at 26 might not be a good idea. You're gay.
Hey, look.
Really?
I mean, this is the killer part about it. Okay, you got lesbian women out here, right? They don't like men, but they like women who look like men. What the fuck?
I ain't never understood that. I tell y'all what, if I ever get gay, let me tell you what's going to happen. I'm going to be with a nigga that like playing Madden, a nigga that like... Me and this nigga going to play Madden, then go fuck. That's how it's going to roll.
Yeah,
we going to go play ball, then we going to go fuck. I'm not going to be with no man that think he a woman, talking about some honey child. Nigga, I don't want you.
I mean, that's crazy. I mean,
I'm going to get a kind of bitch. I don't want no kind of bitch. I either want one or I don't. Just like I don't want no kind of black girl. If I date a white girl, that bitch is going to be Becky. She going to be straight-laced white. She ain't going to like rap at all.
Yeah, I mean, she going to be straight. We call it green as hell. We call it green.
Yeah, I ain't
going
to get no damn white girl that going to try to put a Just For Me in her hair just because we dating.
Hey, and you know what, though? That's a trip, too, because, like, you got women, right? Successful black women. Half of them are ashamed to say they black, man. You know what I'm saying? And the crazy part about it, they say, I'm black, I'm successful, I'm this, I'm that. You want weed, you want perms. I was watching Chris Rock a movie yesterday. Good hair. Man, that was in India, right? He asked a little India woman, do y'all ever buy black hair? She was like, no, I got my own hair. Man, hurt my heart.
But that's what I'm saying.
Man.
When I said it on the show, people got mad at me because I talked about weed. My thing is, if you wear a weave and you're proud of it, you wouldn't get mad at me for saying, because all I'm saying is black women, you look beautiful naturally. When you keep wearing these wigs and perms and shit, you become the joke. Listen, black women are the joke of the world.
Of the world.
They are the joke of the world.
That's a black
y'all don't believe me?
America.
Look at most of your movies. When black women are in the movies, they are the joke. They are the punchline. When you watch a TV show, black women are the joke. They are the punchline. They are the fat woman. They are the secretary who don't do her fucking job when she's asked. They are in a commercial. When they're in commercial throwing Pepsi cans, hitting a man in the face. They in State Farm commercial yelling at their man talking about some they want a change of man because he had a car wreck in his own fucking car. They never showed a white woman do what that black woman did. They never did it.
And then you know what? There are few out here, but not as many black women. But they don't promote that shit. I mean, there's so many black women doing it to the point where it can't be hidden no more. You gotta show this shit. You know what I'm saying? One thing about it.
But the funny thing is, the black women that I know, and that's why I love the group that I'm getting. Because these black women are starting to see it, and they starting to stand up. Because this is one thing I point out, Lil Fat.
That's what we need.
I noticed
that
these black women like fighting with men, meaning
they
fought with me all day. They will argue with me all day.
All day
but when a woman
goes
in and
says
she agrees, they won't say nothing to that woman.
And I noticed that when I was on your page, like when you were talking about the female, I think some shit anyway. She arguing you up and down, but when the woman, I mean, put it like this. She arguing at you, the women agreeing with you, but she didn't go at them at all, you know what I'm saying? She didn't, matter of fact, when one of them did address her, she politely, you know, addressed her back. She didn't cuss like, Miss, hope, no, you know what I'm saying? But she called us.
Yeah, they was on good terms. She was like, I see what you're saying. I was like, bitch, why you don't see what I was saying?
They hate to hear
the
truth come from
there,
man. They had to hear the truth come from there.
Let me tell you why they do it. They do it because they like putting black men in the position to if you do something against them, they can always say you're too harsh. You ain't no man because you trying to make me look bad. You ain't no man that you a punk because you attacking a woman. But they know a woman can get at them just as easily as they got at them. And there's no fence. Go ahead.
And I heard you saying something earlier, like when the black woman jump all in your face. Okay, if you don't do nothing right, you still a punk bitch, you know what I'm saying? You let her jump all in your face, mug you, probably kick you, spit on you, and all this. Okay, you walking away and shit, but so you clock her ass one good time, you still a punk bitch. You know what I'm saying?
And you can't win. If a black woman calls you a punk bitch, you a punk bitch. There's nothing you can do to shake that title. You are a punk bitch with your punk ass bitch.
And the killer part about it, like, once you put your hands on, you lost the whole argument. You know what I'm saying? Once you go on clock ass, you lost the whole damn argument. You lost by whooping on them or whatever. But you can walk away. But come on now, if you arguing with somebody and you walk away, they follow up behind you and shit.
Exactly. I've got followed all the way to my car one time by a black girl, all the way from her house down four flights of stairs. Because she lived in an apartment. Four flights of stairs till I got to my car.
Shit crazy. I mean, I see you point that out all the time. And a lot of times, like, when I started, like, you know what I'm saying? I've been through some shit, man. I'm 23 years old, you know what I'm saying? I've been through a whole lot of shit. And I'm starting now to become conscious of my situation and my world. And I'm starting to see, like, you know what I'm saying? First time I was going to your page, I was like, damn, he be bashing the shit out of black women. But, listen. I can't disagree. That's the point about it. It's the truth. You know what I'm saying? It's the truth. I know where I'm be like, damn, you know what I'm saying? He bashing the head. But then again, like when I'm out here in the real world looking around and looking at reality, man, this is how it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't make this stuff up. That's what's funny. And if you see, there starts to be women who will agree with me because they'll realize the people they dislike most are other black women.
I mean,
their biggest enemy is not a black man. It's another fucking black woman.
It's another black woman. They in a power struggle right now, a power struggle within each other. Like, you know what I'm saying? Anything goes out here. Like, when you come to a black woman, you can tell her, baby, like you were talking about the weight situation. You can be like, baby, you know, you probably can go down a couple pounds. She can get the cut. What the fuck you mean? I need to lose weight. Blah, 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 blah. But you sitting up there stuffing your face with cakes and chips and drinks and all this other shit, you know, and you killing yourself. You killing yourself, goddamn. They call it soul food for a reason because it attacks your soul. You sit up, you eat ham hog, pig feet, you eat collard greens and all this other shit talking about you eating good. Hell no, you ain't eating good. You eating bad in the month. This shit going to eventually, after that, you catch a heart attack. You know what I'm saying? Catch a heart attack talking about you be eating good and shit. Come on, man. This shit don't make no
sense.
And we
live long. We don't live long. I mean, we don't live healthy lives.
No, we
don't live healthy lives at all. And Lil Fat, I know I love talking to you. I want you to stick around for the after show because I want to talk to you guys. Y'all know I'm going to go to a commercial. I'm going to come back and get all you guys' phone calls. When I come back, I'm gonna come back with my girl Tanisha from 252. She wanted to talk. I want to hear what she got to say. So I'm going to bring her in when we come back. Everybody else that want to talk, my brother, my twin, said that he loved big girls. and he was going to call in and talk about him. I want to hear from his standpoint. And I want to tell y'all something else that's sweet, too. When my brother was listening at me say why I grow my beard, because I look like my dad, he said, you know, I do the same thing, bro. It's weird that even when you're not around your twin, y'all think the same shit. I never discussed this with him. I've never said to him, you know, sometimes I just grow my beard so I can look in the mirror and see our dead father. He said, I do the same thing. Now, we do it a lot. Like, we'll say the same shit and have never been around each other, but there'll be somebody who was around him who will say something like, your brother always say that. And I'll be like, well, we don't hang around each other like that every day. We, you know, and the one thing a lot of black people don't do, we got grown and we move, we, you know, we move different cities and do different shit. But I can literally guarantee you that whatever he doing, I'm doing. I don't have to be there with him. Whatever he doing, I'm doing. You'll think something ain't right. And it won't be. He went looking for me. He knew I was locked up. He just knew something ain't right. I think this nigga in jail. And he was right. It just something ain't right. I think Thomas in jail. He was right. We're going to go to a break, and I'm going to get to all you guys' phone calls when we get back. The number is 347-989-8310. We're trying to address this idea because, again, the number one killer of black women and men is not just a woman thing. It's a man thing. I'm pointing out to y'all. Look, Heavy D just died. The dude who sung It's So Hard. What's that nigga name? Big Pun, listen to his songs. He said, I just lost 100 pounds. I'm trying to live. He died from being obese. Patrice O'Neal, same thing. That fat plus size model, same thing. Yet we as black people still run around being afraid to tell somebody that, well, you're not thick, you're fat. We're not saying you can't love fat women or fat men. We're not. Everybody need love. But before I go to break, I want to say this to y'all. If you really love your mate, if you really and truly love your mate, and especially women, I want you to hear this. If you really and truly are loved by your man, I didn't know what camera was on. I'm up here looking for the other camera, and this one was on. Y'all need to tell me which fucking camera's on me. I'm sick of this shit. I'm looking for the camera. If your mate really love you, then they will want you to live a healthy lifestyle. Because if they know the statistics show that people are dying earlier and earlier, then they wouldn't want that to happen to you. They would want the best for you. They would want you to live as healthy as possible. They won't want you just because you got these big sloppy titties and they fun. Because everybody know me, I love big sloppy titties. For all the stuff I say to y'all, I have had sex with a lot of big girls. It's fun. They let you do a lot more stuff. The titties is flying everywhere, and everything is soft, and it's just a great thing. Me and my brother got that in common. We love some big melons. We the only black dudes that like breasts more than ass. I don't know where we got it from. But if you really love your mate, you will want to see them live as healthy a life as possible and as long a life as possible, because you'd want to experience that life with them for as long as you can. Ladies, when a man don't even mention your weight to you, it's because he only wants you for a second, not for a lifetime. Everything big is fun for a minute. I slept with some chicks, got that tiger stripe across their stomach from them stretch marks. I didn't care because I'm just sleeping with you for a minute. I'm not marrying you. I don't complain about shit when I know I don't want it long term. People understand when somebody starts complaining to you while they're with you, it's because they want to stay with you. And they want you long term, and they want you the best way possible. Y'all know what this is. This your world.
Stay tuned for more Your World, My Views, the realest show on internet radio, with your host, Tommy Sotomayor. Keep it locked.
It's the way you bring out the sun. It's the way you make it all fun.
Know who makes the day sunny? My mom and Sunny D. I love the taste. Mom loves the vitamin C. And now it has 40% fewer calories than most regular soda brands. Sunny D.
Drink up and download free music. Find out more at sunnyd.com.
It's new! It's Nice and Easy Color Blend Foam. Permanent color with tones and highlights now in a delightful foam.
Just reshape. Foam it. Love it.
It's fantastic.
New Nice and Easy Color Blend Foam. Your right color.
Nobody saw it coming. Not even me. But I think they call this family time. I won't tell them that. Get the Wii console plus Mario Kart Wii, a Wii wheel accessory, and more. Now for just $149.99. Rated E for everyone.
I'm Phil Mickelson, pro golfer. If you have painful, swollen joints, I've been in your shoes. One day I'm on top of the world. The next I'm saying,
I have this thing called psoriatic arthritis. I had some intense pain. It progressively got worse.
My rheumatologist told me about Enbrel. I'm surprised how quickly my symptoms have been managed.
Because Enbrel suppresses your immune system, it may lower your ability to fight infections. Serious, sometimes fatal events, including infections, tuberculosis, lymphoma, other cancers, and nervous system and blood disorders have occurred. Before starting Enbrel, your doctor should test you for tuberculosis and discuss whether you've been to a region where certain fungal infections are common. Don't start Enbrel if you have an infection like the flu. Tell your doctor if you're prone to infections, have cuts or sores, have had hepatitis B, have been treated for heart failure, or if while on Enbrel, you experience persistent fever, bruising, bleeding, or paleness.
Get back to the things that matter most.
Good job, girls.
Ask your rheumatologist if Enbrel is right for you.
Don't worry, Lucky.
Hello, loyal following. Tommy Sotomayor here, and I want to talk to you about my friends at AffordableHomeTech.com. Now, y'all know what time of the year it is. College football bowl games, the NBA is back, the Super Bowl coming up, and baseball is right around the corner. So you know that the flat screen HD TVs will be fired up and ready to go. No matter what you spend on these TVs, you better make sure that you can trust the people that install them. That's why I put all of my home entertainment needs in the hands of the fine people at AffordableHomeTech.com. They mount TVs on the wall, install surround sound systems, calibrate the speakers for the best sound possible according to your room's acoustic dimensions, and they have a one-year workmanship guarantee along with being insured and bonded for up to $2 million. They're affordable on any budget, and their prices are lower than any major retailer out there, all while giving you top-notch quality work no matter if your home is a trailer, apartment, or a mansion. These guys at Affordable Home Tech can do it all. So go to AffordableHomeTech.com. That's www.affordablehometech. Three words, people. AffordableHomeTech.com to find out more. And you know that just for being a part of the loyal following, you're going to get a great deal. For the YourWorldMyViews.com listeners, just go to the website and put in the code YWMV to get 10% off of your flat panel TV installation. For premium wall mounting installations, you'll also get 10% off and you'll get a free wall mount bracket for your TV installation. Remember, you put a lot of money into your man cave, movie, or family room. So why trust the installation of your high-end electronics to anyone but the best? AffordableHomeTech.com.
And now, more from the man that's able to make even his own dog question their friendship. Your host, Tommy Sotomayor.
Thank you, everyone, and welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mr. Tommy Sotomayor. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. I'm enjoying myself, and I hope y'all are too. The lines are full, and so are the people. They're full. I'm still waiting on my man to call back in from out there. And I know he called in early, and I didn't get to him quick enough. Hopefully, he Skyped in back from Japan, my man, Mr. Mike. When you're ready to call back in, you call in. I put your own, big dog. Anybody else that want to call, we got two more hours of the show, well, a little bit less than 2 hours. The number is 347-989-8310. I said I was going to go to Tanisha when I got back from the break. I hope you guys understood what I said. Even if you look on my page, and it's hilarious, there's a white girl on my page. She is having fun with the title. White girl ain't arguing with me, laughing, giggling. Her name is Teresa Fress. She said, sorry, I'm not fat, thick. She put, hell yeah. First off, you can tell by, I think you can look at her and tell, she might date a nigga or two. And then, and ain't nothing wrong with that. There ain't nothing wrong with dating a nigga. It really ain't. So, because that's the only reason why she'd use that word thick. And these Negro men are making her feel like she's thick because she says she's 5'5", 180. Now, I'm 5'10", 185. She's 5 inches shorter than me and 5 pounds less than me. At a certain point in time, people, we probably should admit that we're a bit overweight. And I'm pretty sure she'll admit that she's overweight. I hope that she calls in because I want to talk to her. I like talking to white girls that date black men. Gives me an option. And speaking of white girls that date black men, what's up, Tanisha?
I ain't white, Tommy. Hey, Tommy.
I was just messing with you. What's going on, girl?
Nothing. I'm not need to chase my dad. I ain't arguing with you.
I want to ask you this, darling. I'm being dead serious. Do you see that we as black people are real easygoing on fat? Like I said, I named all the fat black men. Yet you don't find any fat white men that are sex symbols. You can't find not one.
Hell no.
Same thing with fat black women. They will not allow you to call them fat, yet they will say they were happy with their size. And I'm going to tell you the difference. When I asked this white girl online in front of the rest of the world, how much do you weigh, she had no problem telling me. When I asked the black girl that, the black girl told me that I was being rude and that her weight was personal, even though she was trying to give me her phone number and said she wanted to fuck me and wanted a picture of my dick, but apparently her weight was personal. But sending a picture of my dick was okay, which I didn't do because I ain't sending y'all no pictures of my penis no more because I done seen it online too much. But but Tanisha,
yes, sir,
don't you think it's a problem that we can't even talk about the health of our people in the black community?
Yes, it's a problem.
Why are fat people so accepted in the black community? And I'm not saying they should be shunned, but it's promoted. Look at the TV shows. You don't see any white people having TV shows where the main person in the show is fat. But you look at Tyler Perry's show, Meet the Pain, his wife is fat. Then you turn around and you look at Meet the Browns, the dude who, that's his actual wife, but the actress who plays his daughter is fat as well.
Mm-hmm,
look at King
cool.
of Queens. King of Queens, Kevin James is fat, his wife isn't. Look at Family Guy. Peter's fat, his wife isn't. Look at the Honeymooners. His wife, Ralph Cramden was fat. His wife wasn't. Homer Simpson is fat. His wife isn't.
Wasn't.
Why is it that black people are so accepting of fat people? when the fat people are the people who are killing themselves because of their weight? Why do you think we are so accepting of it?
I would leave. If I could encourage them.
It's really a shame now, Tanisha. And you ain't giving me much to work with. Quit being so shy. You wanted me to bring you on. Now you're being shy. Quit being shy. I ain't going to eat you, at least on the show. Look at you, girl. Let them tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to get back with you in just a second because I want to bring you back in the after show. I'm going to pick up another phone line. Now, y'all got to pep up when y'all call in. Y'all got to be peppy. 678-358. Is that my man, Kenneth?
Yeah, it is.
What's up, Kenneth? Now, pep up and quit trying to sound sad.
What's going on?
Y'all gonna stop getting on my line sounding like that? Niggas sounding like y'all two steps away from hanging y'all self. What you doing, nigga? I'm right here standing on this chair waiting on my homeboy to kick it all up under me so I can hang myself on this ceiling fan. That's all. That's all.
Yeah.
What do you think about this, dog? Seriously. This whole idea of this obesity, we won't call it obesity. We can't even call it fat in the black community. What's that about?
You know, I think a lot of it has to do with just pride that people have. I think it's sad because when you invite political correctness in a whole lot of things, it kind of, you know, like you can't call people retarded. You have to say that, you know, that they're mentally challenged. Because you don't want people to feel bad anymore. I can understand that people want positivity and stuff, but, you know, you have to tell the truth.
There's a difference between being positive and being delusional, right?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I mean, honestly, okay, I'm, like, definitely serious about this. Like, you know, there are way too many black women, there are way too many that are fat and ain't even thick anymore. Like, me and my brother, we went to the Soul Train Awards when it was filmed here, right? So my brother, my younger brother, he was like, he tweeted saying that, you know, there are a lot of women out here sporting their stomachs. You know, and it's like, but when he looked around, he was right. I'm like, why are there so many women that got all these, this gut, this stomach?
They are.
Hey,
you remember when Boris Kojo sent out a tweet that said he had a dream about a fat woman sitting on his face? He said he was glad that he woke up. And the black women attacked him on his Twitter. All he said was he had a dream that a fat woman was sitting on. Why is it he can't tweet that? Why is it? How was that a thing? I don't understand it. They see the man's wife ain't fat. Why would they at any point in time think that they had a shot at him when his wife is fat and, I mean, is slim and mixed?
Well, you know, I think that you know, they feel they take it personal because a lot of fat women will admire a man that's absolutely in shape and stuff like that. So if he says anything to bring them down, then it's like, well, we got to go and attack him because that's just not right. My whole thing, it's not right for you to even be that size.
Thank you.
Plain and simple. I mean, it's like, you know, there's so much information that's out there. And I know a lot of women go in and watch these talk shows on TV. They listen to the radio. And even in church, in some churches, they talk about how you should eat better. But the fact is that they ignore it and they stay in this whole traditional way of eating. They don't exercise. There's so many even like women that even talk on Facebook like they're exercising and stuff like that. But then after a period of while, they stop talking about it. But yet you look at them like, wow, you're still the same size. You know, and it all goes back to the whole point of like, you know how women will come and they say there aren't any good men around and stuff. But it's like, yo, if you're not even taking care of yourself, yet, you know, you're 5'3 and you weigh 279 pounds. And yet you
and
want
they
a man.
Still, Kenneth, but they still won't say they fat. They will call. Here's my problem. I know you said we live in an age of positivity, but we don't mind calling a man a deadbeat. This nigga missed one payment on child support. They'll call him a deadbeat. They won't call him financially challenged or parentally challenged.
Right. You know, yeah, you're right. You know, and but yet we can't talk about a woman's shape. Because, like, one of the things, it's like they're taking, these women are taking it to the extreme. You know, like how they say that it's rude for a man to ask a woman's weight, which something I honestly, I never really understood. Because the fact is that, look, if I'm going to be dating you, that eventually be married to you, I'm going to have to know your weight. Because the fact is that, you know, I don't want my woman to die off of her.
Thank you.
You know, and I can say that even with my woman is that she's tall. I mean, she's 5'10", and she is not skinny. She's like, I would consider just, you know, right in the middle. And the fact is that, look, you know, we go out and we'll go and exercise with each other and stuff, and we talk about eating healthy and everything. We eat healthy when we're together and stuff because she understands the importance of being able to live a longer life. Of women that I've dated before that have been overweight, hey, you know, I would say, you know, I like a woman that has some fat on her.
There's nothing wrong with it. Seriously, there isn't, like you said, but you don't want this woman to die either. If you love your girl, would you sit up there and keep on standing by as she put on more and more fat?
No, because she's going to be looking at me like if I'm going to get bigger, she's going to be like, why are you gaining weight? I'm going to say, look, why are you gaining weight? I don't want us to be bumping bodies and getting all sweaty and huffy puffy in the bed, you out of breath because we're not exercising. You know, I want us to be able to continue just to be able to go out and have fun. Because honestly, fat women cannot do certain things. And they talk about wanting to do these things, but hey, look, I'm an active person. So I don't want to be limited in saying that, well, we can't go to Six Flags because you can't sit in a seat. You're telling me that you don't want to like roller coasters because you're scared of roller coasters, but truth is that you can't fit in a seat.
Thank you. Or, like, have you noticed that fat people want to be fat and they want to be accepted as being fat, but then they'll get mad if the airline charges them for two tickets?
Right. You know, I mean, and you know what? And there is a difference between a woman that is fat and that can carry herself with a lot of confidence. See, those type of women, those are women are nice because one thing, they're comfortable with their bodies, but they try to take care of themselves. And they
accept it even if you say, hey, you're fat. They say, you're right. There's another name you're supposed to call it. You're supposed to say it sweeter or whatever it is. They say, no, you're right. I am fat. I'm just okay with it.
Yeah. You know, and it's really disgusting to me in our community that, you know, and here's the thing, Tommy, you have the women that are fat who want to be called sick. But then you got these thirsty behind dudes calling these women thick.
Yep.
And it's like,
it's the men. You're right. It's the men because they want to sleep with these women so bad. That's why black men are liars because they think the most important thing in the world is sex. I really like sex. Sex has gotten me in way more trouble than it's gotten me good feelings. I'll be honest with anybody about it.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, though, we still feel like sex is so important that we will not tell a woman the truth. And that, to me, is what makes black men so fucking weak. Because if we really were strong, what we would do is stop allowing these women to run over us. And if they wouldn't listen, we'd just jump ship.
Right. Exactly. And I wish these dudes would understand, look, you know, these fat women, you don't have to tell them that, oh, you're so gorgeous. Oh, you thick fine and stuff like that. No, just in order to sleep with them. They'll sleep with you anyways.
Yes, and think about it. I mean, I got fine women that sleep with me after I call them a bitch online. Seriously, I got head by a bitch I cussed out. I don't want to say her name, but I cussed out plenty of them. You fucking bitch. What you doing later? Yeah.
Yeah, and these same women wonder, like, how come they don't have any men? I mean, it's like it goes both ways. Like, admit first, you know, and these are the ones who consider themselves queens, and I'm like, seriously, like, really? I don't want a fat
queen because they believe that's the only size bed they can fit in.
Wait. Shoot. Well, most of them got criticized that, though.
We should be able to joke about them, because if I get on this, let me tell you something. If I came on this show and I joked about gay men, them gay men sleeping with women and ruining their lives, people would say, yeah, you need to call them out. If I joked about deadbeat dads who don't take care of their kids, people would say, yeah, you need to call them out. Yeah, for some reason, fat women are protected. But here's my biggest problem with them, Kenneth.
Mm-hmm.
Fat women get to call skinny women skinny. Remember what Monique used to say, skinny bitches.
Yes.
I've heard, and when I put up that picture of Nita who does the fitness segment, think about how many fat women said they don't want to look like her because she looked like a man. Wait a minute, you can say another woman looks like a man, but she can't say you look like the Michelin man.
that's true.
I seen a fat woman at the bus stop the other day, and I kept saying, all right, the bitch ride the bus. She walked to the stop. Is that the only place she walked to? She looked like she was going to throw a brand new pair of tires on my car, just the Michelin woman.
Wow.
I got mad when I rolled past that bitch and I still had the same tires on my car. I was like, she didn't do what they do on the commercial.
Dang.
But we got to protect them. Why?
And we don't. I mean, the fact is, the honest truth of it is that we don't. In order for somebody to have a better view of themselves or better self-esteem, you have to understand what you are at that moment. You have to accept who you are. You're not sick, you're fat. Once you say that you're fat, then guess what? You can do something about it. Either you can stay fat and enjoy all the fatness that you want, or you can change it. Because
Amen.
We all make choices. We all make choices on how our lifestyles should be. I used to be, I'm 6'1", I used to be 222 pounds. I changed my whole lifestyle to where now I'm your weight, 185 pounds.
And that's impressive because you're 6'1". I'm a midget. I'm going to tell the truth. I ain't one of them and see, here's what's funny, and you know I'm telling the truth. Women get mad when they meet a man online and they ask him, see, men, we have to lie. Women don't have to lie. They shut you down from asking the question. If you ask me if I got a job, I can't pussyfoot around it. I either have to tell you I have the job or lie about it. But women, you ask them, how old are you? What do they tell you? It's wrong to ask a woman how old she is. Really? So I'm just supposed to date a bitch and hope that she's young enough to have kids?
Yeah, why do you think R. Kelly got in trouble?
Thank you. Who made these rules? How much you weigh? Oh, that's rude to ask a woman how much she weigh. So I'm just supposed to go to motherfucking Starbucks and hope that you look like this picture?
Right, exactly.
And all thousand of your pictures are just your face? Fat women love showing their face and cleavage.
Dude, that is so correct. Like, okay, there really needs to be something about talking about, like, internet etiquette and stuff like that. If you're a big woman, seriously, be proud of who you are. Let me see your whole body.
Thank you. If you're really proud to be big, you can show it, right?
I don't need
to see it. That's like a nigga saying he's proud to have a Bentley, but he refused to show it.
Right. That's the thing. Like, I don't get it. It's like, I don't need to see all these pictures of just your face. I want to see how big your stomach is. I want to see how big your thighs are. I don't need to see all of these pictures of your face. Yeah, you may have a cute face, but dang, let me see the rest of the body.
Thank you. And all these damn pictures where you got that WWF championship belt around you underneath your titties, so you hiding your stomach.
Wow, yeah.
You know when they had that big ass belt underneath their titties to show you their titties, but to try to hide their fat?
Yeah. Yeah, because
looking
there's
like
a problem.
Like Aaron Rodgers talking about, yeah.
Yeah. I always think, and this is like, hey, I'd be happy to go out with a big woman. But here's my condition, is that if her titties are smaller than her stomach, then I can't do it.
Thank you. I've dated some chicks that was a little chunky in the stomach, but they was way chunky in the titty. I dated a chick that was 5'5", 180 pounds. Now, when she told me that online, I said, this bitch is fat than a summer bitch. But I was bored one night, because you know how that internet night is when you're bored, so you let them come over your house. You know, y'all niggas know what I'm talking about. Y'all got like y'all don't. Y'all got like I'm the only nigga that done let one just come on through because it's that late. But I was like, she's pretty in the face, and I don't care. I'm horny. So I told her to come over.
Mm-hmm.
She came over. She said, I told you I just got a bunch of titties and ass. She really did. She was a 36 triple G.
Yes. Yes.
I felt like 50 Cent when she came in there. I said, G. I said, I'm telling you, I've been trying to find her on Facebook for the last 5 years. I forgot her name because I didn't know her name. I was fucking that girl for 6 months. I promise you, I did not know her name.
Wow.
And I didn't care. And I remember when I used to take her somewhere, of course she'd wear a sweater or something, and niggas would be like, your girlfriend is fat.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, you stop wearing them motherfucking sweaters and big-ass sundresses. Niggas see that because they go across her big titties, and then it would flare out. So it just looked like she was fat.
Yeah, yeah.
I told her, you're going to start wearing a shirt and some pants, and you're going to tuck in that motherfucking shirt. You're going to stop letting niggas think that I'm dating a fat bitch. She started going to the club with me with her shirt tucked in. You know, niggas was acting a fool. And she was a Nigerian chick. And you know them Nigerian chicks are shaped weird. They have huge asses, huge breasts, and no stomach.
No stomach.
I don't know how this bitch was shaped like that. She explained it. She said that the way that they raise Nigerian kids, like they shape them as children.
Yeah, I've
they
heard
do.
That.
Yeah, because, like, she showed me the indents in the back of in her back, and I've dated 4 Nigerian chicks. Each one of them have these indents in their back, and they say what they do is their parents will massage their shape when they're infants.
Hmm.
And she said the indents will let you know where they put the pressure in. I was like, son of a bitch, because she said, put your hands back there. She said, your hands will fit in that hole. And it did. And I said, son of a bitch, it's where they would take their thumbs and shape the little girls. For when they grow up, I was like, damn. So I made sure I didn't do that shit to my daughter. I want my daughter to be shaped like me. Well, no niggas trying to holler at my daughter. My daughter's mama got a big ass, and I hope she don't have that.
Never know.
Because I remember I didn't know her mama's name for a year. No motherfucking name. No. But my point is, I knew when she said I'm a 36 triple G. When she said that online, I said, well, I've never seen a G cup, and I sure ain't never seen a triple G. But when you're 36, you can't be too fat. And she wasn't fat at all. And I'm telling you, her titties weighed 25 pounds. I remember that I used to get tired of holding them trying to suck them. Seriously, they was heavy.
Yeah.
And she used to say, I got to get these things reduced. And I was like, as soon as you go under the knife, I'm breaking up with you. We gonna have to work. She was like, but I could get them down to a double D and it still look nice. I said, no, because then you'd have to lose some weight.
Exactly.
Right now, I'm not asking you to lose no weight. You lose some of them, you losing some weight. I'm just saying. And I can't remember her name because she had a Nigerian name, and I ain't no shit I remember. Because when she told me what her name was, I was like, yeah, I'm gonna call you baby. I'm not calling you that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having a hard time pronouncing this, but I want you to hold on, Kenneth, because you brought up a lot of points. And I'm going to bring you back in the after show, ladies and gentlemen. You guys got about 20 minutes to call in to be a part of the show. The number is 347-989-8310. If you don't call in before 12 o'clock, you can't be on the after show. That's how this works. You have to call in before 12 in order to be a part of the after show. Let me pick up another phone call. 718-862 caller. Who the hell are you?
Hey, Tommy, it's Leon.
What up, Leon?
Hey, at first I was gonna listen in, but when you mentioned the thing about like those women that were like breaking on you on the that page where you were making the announcement of the show, I was like, okay, you know what, I gotta say something.
Did you see that? What did you think about that? People going off on me because of the title of a show.
I mean, it's ridiculous. Like, I mean, I was looking at it, and the funny thing was, I was also looking at, like, the people who said it. And, like, I looked at, like, some of the backgrounds. Like, one of the ones, I don't know if you mentioned her, the one named Trell Pretty Smile, I think her name is. Like, if you look at her background, you know, she's got the nerve to say that she's in the U.S. Navy. And if you look at her size, I'm thinking, like, okay, you know what? Either she's lying about she's in the U.S. Navy, or maybe she's, like, on the civilian side. But I'm just thinking, like, you know, God help us if she's, like, a sailor. I mean, seriously, because as someone that used to be, like, in the military, like, I was, like, in the Army Reserve, I mean, I know the branches have, like, their standards, but I would hope that the Navy was not slipping that much. Because
it's like a fat police officer.
Right.
Who is he going to run down?
Right. And I'm just saying, like, how is she going to get on you and then... I'm looking at her profile, and it's like, are you serious?
You think about it. And I'm like you. Every time someone says something to me, and I ask all of you guys to do it, when people criticize you, just go look at their background to see who's criticizing you. Because sometimes they may have a point, and then sometimes you can realize they're full of shit. I realize that when only people get mad at me when I talk about fat people is fat people. When the only people that get mad when I talk about women with kids are women with kids, I'm starting to realize I shouldn't feel bad about what I'm saying, because the only people getting upset are the people getting hit by what I'm saying. I would understand if a black woman who was skinny came onto the page and was like, what you saying is out of line, then I'd listen. She's not arguing from a hurt standpoint. She's arguing from a logical standpoint. But if you're arguing with me because you don't like the delivery, well, I'm going to tell a bitch, that's why they call me DiGiorno's. It's not delivery. It's DiGiorno's.
Exactly.
Fuck the delivery.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
not Pizza Hut, and I'm not Domino's. I ain't bringing it to your door. My job is not to – you didn't pay me, so my job ain't to please you.
Yeah,
most of the
yeah.
people that have got a problem with me ain't even listeners anyway, and they don't even have enough common sense to read past the damn headline of a post. That's what bothers me about black women, to be honest. They
yeah.
read the headline of posts. That's why they stick out shit like 50 Cent dead. That's why they stick out shit like the President Obama's wife is pregnant. That's why they stick out shit like, what is it, Tyler Perry done bought American Airlines, because they just read titles. They don't research. They just read titles.
Yep. And the thing is that, like, you know, when I read those comments that they were saying, it's just reinforcing, like, what you say about your show. Like in one of your earlier shows, you said, like, how, why is it that the first things these type of women will do is they'll question your sexuality. Like, I
yep.
saw the one where one of them is, like, calling you a homo. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, instead of you, like, coming up with, like, a logical counterpoint, the first thing you feel like is just like, oh, well, you're a homo. It's like, what are you? Are you
and we
gonna,
think
like,
gay. I don't know why gay is so bad in the black community. Seriously, why does somebody – here's what's funny to me about black people. You can make fun of a man for being gay, but you can't make fun of a woman for having a whole litter of fucking kids by several different men. Which one should be made fun of? Seriously, a woman who get pregnant by a gang of dudes, a woman who's 400 pounds and 5'5", or a man who likes sleeping with other men but don't bother nobody else.
Exactly.
The black community, we keep saying this gay shit is so bad, but we don't say being gay is bad. We just say being a gay man is bad. Because Nicki Minaj, they love her. Look him talk about eating some pussy, it's okay.
Yeah. And,
it's
and,
these
and,
gay men that black women don't like, and that's why they end up with gay men, because they don't know how to talk to a man.
Yeah. And to that person, what's her name? Todd Sibley or something. It's like, okay, you know what? The fact that you have, like, and actually, I'll even read her full screen name. Ta, I'm the bitch, Sibley. It's like, okay, just how are you going to go say what you're going to say about you, but then it's like you got, like, you got a name like that. Like, right off the bat, that's telling me what kind of class of woman you
everybody
are.
Everybody that talks to me, if you just look at their name, you would say, wow, really? You look at their name, and their name is Head Bitch in Charge or some stupidity, and then you saying you need to be respected. You saying that somebody talking to you out of left field. And y'all need to realize, number one, I didn't say nothing to any of them. Leon, did I say anything to any of them personally?
Nope.
So
and
how
I looked
you get
at
an event and cuss somebody out?
And this and this is what I don't understand. And then did you go check her profile out? Like
I've been on the show, so it's kind of hard for me to check a lot of them out. But I wanted to though. I'm with you if that's what you. But go ahead and fill me in.
Yeah. Okay. Because right now, like you know, when you check on the info part and it tells you you know about them, it's saying and you're gonna love this. I don't know what YKP is supposed to stand for, but it's like YKP. Queen First Lady Sexy T, and then her education is at the University of a Kingpin. So it's like I mean it's amazing. Like this is ever since I listened to your show, it's just like every time I run into to you know pardon my language fuckery like this, it's like it just reinforces everything that you say. Like here's
that's
someone.
What I'm saying, Leon. Literally, did you hear the guy who called in earlier, Lil Fat? He said when I first came to your page, he said he thought, man, all he does is bash black women. He said then after he stayed on it for a while, he realized I should be saying what I'm saying. It's have you noticed everybody who actually and the only problem with the women is that's the only thing I hate about my show. When the women are trying to fuck me, if I don't fuck them, then they turn into my enemies. But when you see people like yourself and other people who are just listening to the show to be listening to the show and ain't trying to get nothing from me, they don't hate me at all.
Yeah, yeah.
They
I mean,
say he have a point.
Yeah, it's just like it's like you said. It's like they shouldn't be doing all this just because. Of the title of a show, it's like if they're gonna criticize you, at least listen to the show, you know, even if you listen through it like halfway, at least you know you have a better idea of what's going on. But if you're just gonna go just on the title of a show without even like listening to like the first, you know, 2 hours, it's just like you're being foolish. And again with this, you know, I'm the bitch. Person that was saying all that thing, it's like once again, you know, and you always say this before, like if these individuals have a problem with your show, all they have to do is defriend you. Why is it that they always say like, well, you know what, why don't you delete me? Like they put it in your hands, and then like how she said, you know, for those who are listening who haven't looked at the comment that she said, where she's saying like probably like, oh, I blocked you, and it's just like, you know, remove me from the group. It's like, why are they waiting for you to do it? It's like
if
you know,
it really was that offensive, you would press remove yourself.
Exactly.
You wouldn't
exactly.
even say nothing to me.
Right. So it's just like. Just from looking at that and looking at her background, basically we have someone who thinks of herself as a queen, and because I guess she's so up there on the royalty level, like it's beneath her to remove herself from the group.
She just want to complain.
Right,
and
that's
what's
another
funny.
Thing, too. And that's another thing, too. I think also, like, she still kept on going. Just, again, like what you always say, like, in your earlier shows, where it's just like instead of them, like, and you always say this, you're like saying, call the show, let's discuss it. Maybe there's a possibility, you know, there's a slim chance that maybe something she says, you know, maybe it might change your mind, you know, but no, instead of calling you, she's doing all this on the page.
Exactly, and that's the problem. That's the problem, and you're right, Leon. I want to bring you back for the after show. I'm going to try to get as many people as on in this last 12 minutes as I can before we get to the after show because the damn lines are full. Everybody got a lot to say. I know I see my man Tristan on here on the line, so I always bring him in. I'm going to bring him in the after show because he hilarious, and I want to hear what he got to say. I do want to try to bring in some of the new people. Let me bring in Giovanni. That's my girl on here. I saw her, and she been me and her been going back and forth with this pressing one and don't press one and what's the first three letters. What's your first three numbers? And you gave me the middle three when I asked you for the first three.
My bad.
What's
my
up, girl?
Bad. What's up, man? Where to begin? Well, first,
answer this question for
know,
me. Answer
okay.
this question for me. You've been seeing
right,
a lot
we'll
of
do.
Stuff that's been going on.
Yes.
Why do you think that women who I'm not even talking about literally try to attack me, one, on my own page, and two, did you see that mess about them women getting upset on an event? No, they got mad about the title of the event.
Well, you know what it is? We live in a feminist society, and not saying that women, we shouldn't have all these rights and stuff, but like I was saying earlier, we are punk society. I mean, we get offended for the dumbest shit. I mean,
yep.
Seriously, you get in mad because somebody said you're not sick, you're fat. I mean, look, if your waist is over freaking 31, you are fat.
Especially if you're a woman.
Yeah, if you're a woman. You know, we're focusing on women now, right? So,
yeah.
Why would you want your waist over 31? You can't wear no nice shirts. When you try to wear some skinny jeans and put on a belt, you're going to get a freaking muffin top. Therefore, you're squeezing your organs, which is not good. It's putting pressure on your organs, and it's just not good for your health. It's bad for your hormones and all that stuff. So I would come from that angle, you know. The way you're
why
coming.
Why is it
you know,
so
which is,
hard in the black community then? Because white women will admit that they fat. White women won't go around and give it another word. If these black women claiming that they're so proud of being that weight, why do they get mad if you call it what it is?
Because, you know, a lot of us been brainwashed and fed this garbage that, oh, you know, I'm not, you know, fat, I'm big boned and stuff, which is true. You know, we do have our bones are more denser than white people. But, I mean.
But that ain't got nothing to do with a 300-pound woman.
Yeah. But exactly, that has nothing to do with it. So we, you know, just basically been brainwashed and stuff. So now we have, you know, Precious, right? We put Tyler Perry or whoever made that movie, put her in and called her the most beautifulest people in the world. Like, seriously? Like, yeah, she may have a beautiful personality, but come on now, man. No.
Thank you. Thank you.
Come on. Like, that is just not healthy. Like, you, everybody want to be sexy and stuff. Not saying that you got to be a stick figure to be sexy, but in order for a woman to be deemed sexy, you must have curves. And a barrel is not a curve.
Exactly.
Anyway.
You're looking like that thing, looking like the monkey from Donkey Kong about to jump over it, like
nobody,
Luigi about to hit it with a hammer.
Nobody don't want to look like SpongeBob, don't want to be attracted to SpongeBob and stuff. Like, come on now, seriously.
A lot of them look like Patrick Starfish. I got a child, damn it.
Yeah, and that's another thing I hate when people make an excuse that they, I had a child, so I have an excuse to get fat. Oh, no, excuse me. I have a bunch of women, older women in my life, that had 4 or 5 kids and got Coke bottle shaped after having those kids. So having a baby is no excuse to be fat.
Nita, who was just on the show, she got 3 kids, and she Mexican, so you know she prone to be fat. You can't be Mexican and not be fat, yet she is fine. Yet the black women, when they saw her picture, this is what was so hurtful to me. When I pointed out that she had 3 kids and her picture was up on the video, do you know black women started sending me messages talking about she looked like a man? She got too many muscles.
Oh, no, they didn't.
Yes. They said she looked like a man and has too many muscles.
I mean, you know, that's just the insecurities talking, you know, deep down inside, you know. They really are dissatisfied with themselves, and so to counteract that, they're going to make fun of somebody. They're going to look like, oh, well, her muscles are too, you know, she looked like a man or whatever. Like, shit, I do insanity. I mean, somebody can easily say my arms look all buff and stuff, but shit, I don't care. At least, you know, I'm in shape. You know, that's what matters to me. Health matters to me, but, you know, they're just ridiculous. I mean, I don't get that. You know,
and I've been looking at some of your pictures, and I'm gonna take them to the bathroom with me after I get off the show.
Don't you do that, okay?
I'm mad I haven't been hitting on you before now. I haven't looked through your photos, but that's all gonna change now. So you're gonna have to start checking your inbox. But the point is, you as a woman, and you as a black woman. Doesn't it bother you that, okay, a fat woman can tell you, say if you go out to eat with a fat woman. If you go out to eat with her and you order a salad, the fat girl can say to you, you don't need no salad. You're skinny enough.
Yeah. I mean,
but if you tell her, you don't need no McTriple. You fat enough. You know
exactly.
You fat when you go to the restaurant making up shit. I like a McTriple.
And I used to wait tables and stuff, and I, you know, did that for a long time. Now, I used to do it in Montgomery, Alabama. Now, for those that know the top 10 states that are obese,
yep.
Alabama is in the top 3.
Yep.
Now, oh my gosh, one day, you know, I'm sitting somebody at a table. You know, of course, you know she's extremely obese. Trying to sit her at a table, not a booth. No, I want to sit in a booth. Okay, fine. You could go ahead and fit yourself in the booth and, you know, make us laugh at you. You know, this chick, you know, basically the guy had to help her out the booth. It's like he needed a shoehorn to get her out. And now why would you want to be the ass of our jokes? You know, we already,
because they don't
know.
Think it's a joke, and they dare you to say something. I've seen a chick do that shit at the Waffle House, and I'm telling you, it was messed up. Because she had left from the club, and you know when black folks leave from the club, we done had a little taste of something to drink.
Yeah.
She was a little drunk. She fit her fat ass in that booth and then came out, and I'm telling you, because if people don't know, if you're not from the South, you don't know the Waffle House, the tables are kind of inside of the wall when they're in the booth. She
yeah.
tore that table out of the wall.
Nah. Nah.
I said, oh, my gross. But somebody told her she's sexy because, listen, somebody's going to fuck her. And I keep trying to tell black women, I will fuck anything. If you look at my past, you might throw up.
Well, actually, this is going to be for another show. But we also have simps out there that will tell a woman anything just to get between her legs. Now, dang, you that hard up for pussy that you just going to tell any old woman just because she had one, you're going to tell her that. Nothing wrong with boosting somebody's confidence. That's fine. But don't go on and tell her she's the sexiest thing in the whole wide world, you know, just to get in between her legs. Like, come on now, serious. Because then the next dude that try to, even if he just
says
hi to her,
let's go there. Let me tell you what's
going to
happen. Don't even go to where you went. Let me go to a place where everybody should understand. If a guy tells you how beautiful you are, you know how we get on Facebook, especially how lame we get in your inbox.
Oh,
if we tell you
no
all
doubt.
This shit. And you finally give us some ass, and then we turn into the guy that you didn't think we were. What you do is you take that to the next guy. You say, well, all y'all do is lie. Well, that's what I would hope, but they don't. If I come and tell them you need to lose some weight, they'll get mad at me. They would rather talk to the next lame guy that says the same lame line. Why are women such suckers for lames? Because I'll tell you this. I don't even like pussy like that. Here's the funny thing. I like the thought of pussy. Like, I love thinking about getting some pussy. Seriously, it's fun. I like flirting. It is fun. But almost, I guess maybe I'm getting old and I need some damn that testosterone shit they're selling on TV. Maybe I need that. But as soon as I get through fucking, I can't stand you. I don't know why I'm fucking you. I don't know why you're here. And I keep hoping you will leave. So I realized at a certain point I don't have to lie for pussy because my hand does a good enough job. Why do you think women are falling for this shit, though? Why are women sitting up there literally going back to the next guy who tells them the same dumb shit?
Why? Well, personally, I don't fall for that crap. But so I can't really explain the psychology on why they fall for it. But, you know, it all boils down to insecurity issues. So, I mean,
like they need to hear somebody say something nice to them?
They want it, you know, they want that fantasy that they are the baddest motherfucker around there. So, I mean, and then when the dude comes and sees that insecurity on her, he's going to play on it. And he's going to get what he wants and get out of there. And then she's going to be back bitter and, you know.
Thank you.
Still not learning her lesson. I mean, you know, we just... you know, it's good to be book smart, but it's better to be street smart. Good to have that common sense.
Now, Giovanni, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to hold on. We're about to go into the after show, and I want you to stick around. The after show's fun because that's when I let a bunch of people in and we all get to talk at once. So let me lead into that. I want to give a shout-out to my girl, Teresa Fress, white girl who lives in Florida. White girl who said she was 5'8" and 180 pounds. White girl who posted on my wall. White girl who took my show and the event hilarious. She took the show and the event and never got upset. As a matter of fact, she just sent me a message. I looked on her wall. Guess what's on her wall? Let me read it to you. It says, Tommy should be a comedian for real because he funny as hell, but he keeps it real. Same white girl who saw the same title of the show, called herself thick and not fat, yet told her friends to come listen to my show because I'm hilarious. Do y'all see the difference between what I'm getting from black women who are fat or overweight and white women who are fat and overweight? Listen, people, you got about 20 seconds to call into the show to be a part of the after show, but I just want to say this again. If a person says they care about you, then they will care about your temple. For all of you black women who claim that you love the Lord, then you know the Lord tells you to take care of your temple, and your job is to take care of your temple and not these two, your whole damn body. If a person cares about you, they want you to live long and prosper, and they don't have to be a damn Klingon to do it. They don't have to be a Vulcan to want you to live long and prosper. Seriously, people, take care of yourself, because that's the number one killer of black people. We're about to go into the after show. I love you guys, and this is the most fun I've had in a show, because you know what? I've got to talk to people all over the world, and there's literally so many people still on this line. I'm going to bring everybody back in. I want you guys to hold on again. The after show's for an hour. We have so many people who are on this line. Press 1 if you want to talk. I'm going to try to call out as many of you as I can. And please, if you don't get a chance to talk on this one, just call back on the show on Saturday. I'll probably be a little drunk from my birthday party, but it's still going to be a good show because Saturday's show is going to be funny. The Saturday show is about reformed hoes. I want to be a reform hoe, but I just can't do it. I guess when I get older, I'll be a reformed hoe. But this show is about reformed hoes. Should we still call them hoes? And I got my girl Giovanni who's going to be on the line. But I want to call out some of the numbers I don't know first off, and then I'm going to call out some of the numbers I know, and then we're going to keep going down the list because we're all going to get to talk at the same time, and this is how the after show works. Just respect each other. If someone's talking, let them talk. Let's not talk over each other. But we can have fun and joke and laugh. And the after show, we either continue to talk about the topic at hand, but we talk about everything else. So if you guys want to talk, feel free to bring up whatever you want to talk about and bring up, literally, whether it's Ron Paul, whether it's anything. And, of course, the after show is sponsored by Vizio. Go to Vizio.com or go to YourWorldMyViews.com. Y'all know the 12 days of Vizio's Christmas is coming up, and what we do for those 12 days or 6 days, but we give out 12 Vizio 50-inch this year, 12 Vizio 50-inch TV. The niggas that got them 50-inch TVs last year are still happy, and they still listeners of the show, and they only got 42 inches. So for you ladies, y'all know it's better to have a good 8 more inches. But they got 42-inch TVs last year. We're giving out 50-inch HD TVs this year. Let me call out some of these numbers and bring some of these people onto the show. Let me bring in 646-488. I think that's my man. That's my homeboy. Is that Jonathan?
Yes, that's who I be, Tommy.
What up, John?
Yo, you's a funny dude, man. I damn near busted a gut laughing at you.
Why you laughing at me, man?
Because you're funny, man. Don't be funny if you don't want me to laugh. Oh, I know. A lot of times I like to call in and talk, but DJ, I want to hear some of what other people are saying and what you're saying. And you ain't never lied up on here. And when you can add a little comedy to it, man, that just makes it a little bit better, man. I had a little fucked up evening today, so it was good to laugh a little something.
I will say this, and I want to shout out. I want to do this because I love to shout out. This is, and I'm going to get to the rest of you guys' phone calls in a second, but this is the good dick, get you good results. The good dick gets you good results segment. I woke up the other day to an HD TV. I mean, I'm in an HD camcorder. And it ain't even my birthday yet. She said, I just want to give you this so you can have it for your party. HD camcorder and dinner and breakfast when I didn't have to move out of the bed.
That's sweet.
It really is. After I had done argued at the chick and called all kind of bitches. Now, no, I didn't do that. But it's like I'm sitting there thinking, she said, well, I just want you to have this before your party. I said, ain't that something? Good dick does get you good results. So, fellas, if your girl acting out of hand, it might be because of what you got in your hand. I'm going to throw that out there, fellas. That you, if you always complain about your girl acting out of line, it might be because of what you can't get in line. I'm just saying. 580-491. Caller, who the fuck are you? 580-491. Caller, who the fuck are you?
Hey, Tony. Lucille.
Hey, Lucille. I ain't heard from you in a long time. Where B.B. King at?
Not much. What's going on, man? I know. I've been slacking.
I had already written me up a damn email I was going to send your ass cussing you out.
No shit. It'll be all right. I'm here now. I made it late. I was busy. I had an event I had to go to. My daughter had a Christmas concert she had to do tonight, so I was running late.
That's what
late.
I'm talking about.
You know
that's
what I'm
the only
saying,
time
so.
You can be late for my show when it's got something to do with the fucking kids. Anything else, it's some bullshit. Now, before I answer another
all
phone
right.
call, I do want to tell you guys, I was the young lady, Drorley, 7 years old, who was found not only killed but thrown in a dumpster. I told you guys I was going to tell you about this. They arrested a guy yesterday, and the guy was the maintenance man at her building. And I always have been leery of maintenance men in apartments. And let me tell you why. Because not only did I had a maintenance man when I moved into an apartment, I had left a key into the house because I hadn't moved into it yet, but he didn't know I was in there sleeping, and they came in to repair the apartment, and there was nothing but flat-screen TVs because all I have is flat-screen TVs. I love flat-screen TVs. He came in and had stolen the key because I had set the key down on the table because it was my first day there, but I wasn't technically in there. But so I set the key down, and I went to sleep in the room, and I'm big on sleeping with doors closed because I don't like doors open. Panamanians won't even set their back towards an open door. He stole the key. And then when I called him and said, he stole the key. I know he came in, and when I went out there to see who it was, he left. The key was gone. They said, well, he's saying that he didn't take any key. Well, I fooled their ass and changed them damn locks. But the thing is, these maintenance men have access to your house, and most of them, I mean, they poor. Let's just be real. They do that job. They do a lot of stealing from these apartment complexes. And I just think if y'all going to live in these apartment complexes with kids, and I know it's very difficult, and a lot of young kids are latchkey kids, but I don't think they're very safe when you're sending them home by themselves, especially at 7. I'm just please begging y'all, take care of these daggum kids if you're going to have them. I mean, think about it, Jonathan. I won't let my brothers keep my daughter. And I love my brothers. I won't let them keep my daughter because I'm scared.
Mm-hmm.
I don't drop my daughter off with anybody. I dated a chick who dropped her daughter off with me. You don't know me. I'm cheating on you already. You don't know what I do.
Yeah. It's amazing
all
how
I'm trying
people
to do is
just,
let you
just trust.
Go ahead.
No, it's just amazing how people just trust the children with anybody. I mean, it's already hard enough. You kind of got to trust your kids with the teachers that are at school with your children, but just anybody else. And yeah, I mean, there's only like 3 people I trust my children.
Thank you.
Literally.
The circle of motherfuckers that my daughter can spend the night with is so small, we can't make a circle.
We can make a triangle, but no circle.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, I do. We couldn't even have hands across the bedroom, much less America. We did literally. Do you know that my mother has never kept my daughter overnight?
Well, you're not the only person I've ever heard say that.
Because my mama said, them your kids, you wouldn't have them, you take care of them. She said, they could visit them motherfuckers, they spending the night. And she got a point, because what she's teaching me is responsibility. Because when mama can keep your kids, and this is what happens most of the time in the black community, when mama is willing to keep kids, you know what we do? We willing to let her.
Yep. As much as she wants. And she knows
exactly.
She's living there.
They'd be like me growing up, you calling grandmama mama, and calling mama Joanne.
It's sad that you say that. I've heard, I know people like that. I know people that call their mama by her first name and their grandmama. That's mama.
Hey, I'm one of them. Now, I'm going to get to you, Lucille, because I want to talk to you about this subject. Let me pick up another phone call. 480-736. Caller, who the fuck are you?
This is Greg Taylor from Arizona, bro. What's up, Tommy?
What up, Greg?
How you doing, big fella?
I'm doing good. I'm trying to keep the laughter going, trying to keep the whole going and the laughter going.
You definitely are. I agree with, I think, what did you say was Teresa? You do have that comedic, you got a flavor, you got good timing with shit, so I agree with that.
Sure, that was my profession for 4 years.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, yeah, okay. Then,
yeah,
you definitely,
don't,
yeah,
they,
you
don't,
definitely
they don't
got it flowing.
I'll be asking them to research my black ass, but they don't.
it's all good. You speak the truth, and we love you for that. That's something that's really rare, which is cool, so...
That's what I like to hear, stuff like that. And it's cool that I get love, like one from all over the country and two from a whole lot of people that I don't even expect it. Like that night when Anita Baker was like, you are hilarious. I was like, what the fuck are you doing listening to me, Anita? This ain't the type of shit you would listen to.
But somebody will tell somebody
about something, and they will hear, like either they'll hear something real bad. And my thing is, I don't care if you hear something real bad or real good, but check it out for yourself. That's all. Make your own decision. Be informed. Do not see my title of the show that you're thick, you're not thick, you're fat, and get mad. That's nuts. 478-335. Caller, who the fuck are you?
This is Corinthian Tommy.
Hey, Corinthian, what's going on?
Hey.
I'm doing fine, or should I change my name to Clarissa?
I'm sorry, babe. I'm sorry. I be fucking up. I done did all kinds of shit. I called a bitch another bitch name in the middle of bed and told her that's the name she told me. You told me that was your name.
Wow.
It's your own fault, bitch, that I called you that.
just lying for no reason.
Yeah, got her rethinking her strategy. Maybe I did tell him my name was Sarah. Maybe I did.
Wow.
Not a bad name anyway. I'll let him keep calling me that. 44534. Caller, who the fuck are you?
This is Xenia, Tommy.
Hey, Xenia, I ain't heard from you in a while.
Guess where I am?
You're at the fat farm.
That's exactly where I am.
Exactly. And we don't mind saying it, that it is a fat farm.
Exactly, and that's thanks to you. Thanks to you, and happy
although
birthday.
Although they are not technically cultivating the fat.
They are. Shut up. Shut up. You're too much.
All right, Xenia, before
you.
I go to another phone call, I want you to tell them where you are, what you're doing, and why you're there. And I don't like getting credit, but I like getting credit, so give me some.
Shut up. But anyway, thanks to Tommy, this whole fat thing started a long time ago. I'm not scared to say that I'm fat because I am. Before I got here and when I first met Tommy, I was well over 470 pounds. And with him.
And when somebody say they well over 470 pounds, remember there's only 30 pounds between 470 and 500.
Yeah, well, at my highest weight, I was 479.
All right.
At my highest weight.
Okay.
So I started trying to do what I can do and talk with Tommy. I would call into the show. We would have conversations about a whole bunch of different things. But anyway, long story short, I got on my grind. I was like, you know, because I was fat, not because of a whole lot of eating, and this is some stuff that I'm learning here, is that I stopped eating. I wouldn't eat. So I put my body in starvation mode, like, forever, and I wasn't eating.
So everything you ate, your body saved it.
Exactly. So for, like, over 2 years, I gained, like, 160 pounds. So it was just crazy. Well, anyway, I've been out here. This is the last Friday I'm here. I've been here for 4 weeks in Malibu, California. And I am at the Biggest Loser Fitness Ridge. And it has been fabulous. I've been working hard. I've been doing what I need to do to get healthy. And I'm learning how I should eat and that I need to eat and don't. Not me. But
right.
I just want to take
up
the time
out. You fucked up that English, but we'll let that slide.
Shut up.
Girl, I've been learning what to don't not eat. What?
Well, we knew what she was talking. We knew what she was
talking
about.
Talk
so you eat everything.
I'm trying not to take up too much time, Tommy, and get my story in now. Stop interrupting me. Let me finish.
We knew what you were talking about.
Anyway. But anyway, so it's been a real life changing experience by being here. It's not cheap though, guys. It costs a lot of money to be here. But anyway,
but it'll be worth it. It's worth it though.
Yeah, it's
exactly.
worth it.
Exactly, your
it's
life
worth,
is worth
it's
it.
It's worth saving my life.
Absolutely.
It's exactly. And I went from not doing practically nothing to doing 2.5 hour hikes every morning, every single morning. I'm climbing up some mountain somewhere here in Malibu. I don't know. Some of you guys ever been to Malibu, California, but it's full of mountains and beaches. And I'm hiking 5 miles a day, doing 3 extra hours a day. I'm exercising pretty much like 8.5 hours a day.
Do
and,
you get a sense
wow.
of accomplishment at the end of a day?
Do I do what?
Get a sense of accomplishment. Because I tell people all the time, that's the best part about working out is you get this sense of accomplishment.
I do. And the thing is, when I first got here 4 weeks ago, I was so scared because I was like, I can't do this. You know, look how big I am. Let these people to see how big I am. They're telling me I'm going to go hike up what mountain? What? Are you crazy? So I did a personal best this week. It's a trail here called Backbone Intimal Trail. And the first time I went on it, I made it to like halfway up to where I needed to be. This time, when I hiked it the day before yesterday, I went past the place where I was the first time, went across the road to the other side of the mountain where we supposed to went, and 30 minutes into that, the rest of the climb. So I did a personal best, which was great.
That's
yeah, and right. on the treadmill today, I did an incline of 10 at 3 for like 5 minutes. So that's like a light jog on an incline of 10, which is real high for
yes,
5 minutes.
Absolutely.
And so, so also this week is about 6 people that's been on the Biggest Loser show that comes on TV that's here at the Ridge with me. And they're like, girl, I don't know if you guys knew any people from any other seasons of the Biggest Loser, but Fiona is here, Tara from season 5, Bernie from season 5, a couple of people from season 8 is here, and they're working out with us this week because the season finale is about to happen for the one that's on now. They're all going to it next week. And where I am is like less than 5 miles away from where the show is being filmed. So they're working out with us, and I'm in the gym, and they're like, Xenia, you're killing it, girl. You're like on fire. Look at you. And I'm like, all this encouragement and all this help and support is really, really good. And the reality is as hard as I'm working here, they were like, they don't even work this hard on the TV show, The Biggest Loser. Like, they work us out here every day at this place where I'm at. And so I'm like, are you serious? I'm thinking you guys getting drilled harder than I am every day, and they're not.
Well, that's what happens when girls think well, that's the same thing that happened that what girls think when they think about having sex with me. They be like, oh, man, I might get drilled hard, and then they realize it's not true.
Oh,
shut up, Tommy.
you just said somebody gave you all these presents and stuff already because you got good dick, so I don't believe that.
It's just good every now and again. Like, my dick is good for a little bit.
Oh, you have to catch you on a good day.
Yeah, you catch me on a good day. I fuck you pretty good. But then, like, I think the reason she gave me all this stuff because it's been so long since I gave it to her good that she hoping that maybe that will make me do it again.
It inspire you to do it good the next time.
Yeah, I got lazy dick. I just have to be feeling it.
Oh.
I got a special occasion dick.
Wow. But look, Tommy, I won't be there for your birthday party because I don't leave here until Sunday to come back to Georgia. But I want to tell you happy birthday, and I haven't weighed in yet and did, like, my inches and measurements and stuff yet. I'll do that on Saturday when I weigh out. I'll let you know what I've accomplished, and I'm looking for you to keep me motivated when I get home.
Oh, you know, I'm gonna suck a few pounds off of you from trying to suck them titties. I'm just telling you to your face. That's gonna be one. They gonna be like, girl, how you lose them? How you lose so much weight? This nigga won't stop sucking my titties. I can't get nothing. I have to carry him with me.
Yes.
This is Corinthian.
Hey,
boo. Congratulations. I am so very proud of you. Can't wait for you to get back and show us your after pictures. For you all that don't know.
I got work to do when I get back because I have a personal trainer waiting for me when I get back to Georgia.
And don't let it be one of the lame ass niggas that's just trying to fuck.
Oh, I already got rid of that guy because you told me about him.
There you go.
I don't even deal with him anymore.
I wouldn't hire one of them niggas. When I was a personal trainer, I was fucking 66% of my clients. I actually did the books and saw that. Yeah, I'm fucking 66% of my clients.
But you know what triggered me to listen to you? Because he don't tell me to meet him at his place to come have a session.
What?
And I'm like,
that nigga said, meet me at my house and bring some condoms.
Man, I pulled up to his house and my car was the only one out there. I just kept driving. I'm like, hell to the dog.
There you go.
If it's not me and a group of people, I'm not coming.
Exactly.
He's calling me, talking about where are you? What happened to you? You supposed to be here? I'm like, I came by there and it wasn't nobody else there. He's like, well, I was here. You could have knocked on the door. I'm like, I'm not coming in your house by myself.
Exactly.
Hell no.
And that's what scares me, too. You have people, and to me, it's one of those things that make you, as a person, feel like, well, I can't even, there's no reason for me to try, because every time I go up to these dudes and think they're actually trying to help me, they're trying to fuck me, and they'll make me feel good for a couple minutes. And if you're fucking me, that's literally all it is. I'm glad. It's a good thing my girl liked the NFL, because most of the time I'm just giving her the 2-minute drill. Literally, that's what's happening.
Wow.
Really, boy, you just a clown. Boy, we love you. Nah. You're a clown,
but it's one of the things, seriously, when we talk about weight, it's either one of these where somebody will straight lie to your face and tell you fine. Because, Zinnia, I remember you telling me that people used to say that to you, that, oh, girl, you fine. You would be like, really? I was like, they would tell you. Like Lilith would tell you, maybe you could lose a couple pounds. That'd be the most you get out of somebody, is them saying maybe you could lose a couple pounds. And you thinking, I weigh 470 pounds. Why would I look better at 468?
At 5'7". I'm 5'7", and was 479 pounds.
But we won't tell each other the truth because somewhere along the line it's got mixed up that either sands the truth to black women, and I think it's a big confluence of a whole lot of stuff. When you got black men afraid to tell black women the truth because they feel like they won't fuck them. But then the problem is black men only want pussy. So that means, because if they really wanted something good from you, they would tell you the truth and then hope you fuck them afterwards. But when they don't want nothing good from you, they just lie.
They just lie.
Yeah. But you know what, Tommy? And this is Corinthian. And this is coming from another fat girl. You know, Tommy, you know, since I've been listening to the show and talking to you, one thing I've never had a problem admitting is that I'm fat.
And you've never got offended by anything I say. Why, from that standpoint, then I'm going to go to Lucille. Why haven't you gotten offended at anything I've ever said?
Why get offended at the truth? It's not going to change whether you get offended or not.
Amen.
And you can look at my pictures, because all of my pictures out there that I have on my Facebook page are me. You can look at them and tell I'm fat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, unless you're blind,
I mean, it's kind of obvious.
Well, how does it make you feel when guys will say things to you? Because I'm telling you, it's a bit offensive to me when guys will, like you said, you can look at my pictures and tell I'm fat. But they so used to say, because it doesn't mean that a guy doesn't find you attractive if you're fat. But why would they lie and say you're not fat? If a chick
right.
told me I wasn't dark-skinned, I would delete her and block her ass.
Because men have been conditioned that if they tell the truth, they're not going to get what they want.
Right. Exactly.
Afraid of rejection.
But well, it's not just me and Tommy. And the reason I interjected to say that was, okay, Zinnia just told us how heavy she was, you know, at her heaviest. Mm-hmm. I put on one of your posts earlier that I was always that person that never discussed the number. I always admitted that I was fat, but I would never discuss how much I weigh because it's just something about discussing those digits that makes
mm-hmm.
it a little bit more real for you.
There you go.
Yeah, it does.
But me and Zinnia are history. We went to high school together, so I've known her for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Since she went ahead and told you how much she weighed at her heaviest, this is going to be my first time ever publicly telling anybody how much I was at my heaviest. I am 5'4". At my heaviest,
wow.
I weigh 425 pounds.
Mhm.
At my heaviest, but this is what I would get from not men, but this is what I get from women. Girl, you don't look like you weigh that much, and I'm sitting here looking at like for real.
Because they want to lie to you, so in turn you'll lie back to them.
Lie back to
mm-hmm.
them. Yeah.
Women don't want to help each other out. Let me tell you, Corinthian. Let me tell you the truth. Here's what women want to do. They want you to stay that size so they can go to the club and be compared to you and say, I'm not as big as she is, and by in turn, they think they can get more men than you.
But that's where you throw salt in the game, because when you go to the club, I will still be the one to get the attention for the simple fact that I'm not the stuck-up chick that don't want to dance with anybody.
Right.
A lot of times when a dude asks at the club, he asks you to dance, all he really wants is to dance. He's not trying to follow you home.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to say a lot of time when a man asks you, damn, we trying to fuck, I'm just going to try to tell you the difference.
You have those too.
Because most niggas ain't really dancers. I mean, if ask yourself, who the fuck dance like that?
You're right.
This nigga that wasn't in no dance class when he grew up, so if he asked you to dance, he probably trying to fuck. Now, I will say this again. When people ask me, you say you fucked a lot of fat women. I said, well, yes, I have. And I fucked a lot of fat women because in my mind I felt like they were a bit easier. Now, that's not cool to say, apparently.
Right.
But then a woman knows that it's easier to fuck a broke man.
But that was your perception.
Yes, but honestly, it's easier to fuck a nigga that ain't got money.
Because he doesn't feel
you
like
you can
get anybody
else. You can't send
Lil
Wayne a tweet and he answer it, but you can send me one if you find enough and I'll answer.
But this would be my thing, and this is what I would get offended by. I never got offended by anybody calling me fat because it is what it is. But this is what I would get offended by. I would get offended by the non-fat or those in denial fat chicks that would say, well, you sure do get a lot of attention to be a big girl. What the hell are they supposed to mean?
Exactly.
Yep.
Oh, so we
women don't
together.
Know what they're saying when they speak. I'm convinced that women, they don't think they can, when they, because I don't know if the guys can admit this, but there's a lot of time when a woman being sarcastic to you, especially a black woman, you tell her, why are you being sarcastic? She'll say, I'm not being sarcastic. What do you mean? And you'd be like,
yes,
bitch,
is.
How do you not know that's sarcastic? Or how do you
she
not
knows.
Know that calling this girl skinny is offensive or telling her she need to eat more? How do you not know that half of the shit you say to other people is offensive? My own mama told me, when I was with a girlfriend of mine, she said, the girl was like, your son is so handsome. Do you know what my mama said to her? He look all right for a dark-skinned guy.
Wow.
Damn.
And then I said, that's damn offensive. She said, no, it's not. Typically, dark-skinned men aren't that handsome.
What?
Yeah, no, most people would say diamond hearts, so they'd be like, mm-mm.
But it's not that they... But when I hear her say that, literally, she said what I do. I say the truth. That is the truth. I had a girl tell me in college, she said, you hang out with them light-skinned pretty boys. And I said, why would you say I'm not a pretty boy? She said, because dark-skinned men aren't pretty boys. When you hear somebody called a pretty boy, you don't ever see them pointing at a black dude. Think about
it. Right. Automatically. They're automatically thinking light-skinned, yeah.
When people tried to tell that lie that light-skinned men ain't in, it was a fucking lie. Because when they're young and everybody's on equal footing and everybody's broke, the light-skinned man gets more pussy than the dark-skinned man. He just does. The only time we as dark-skinned men get more pussy is when we become Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan, and Michael Vick, and you can go down the line. We start to become attractive when we get something. Or when you done caught something. But I won't go there. Lucille.
Yes, Tommy, what's up?
Talk about it, girl. Talk about what we're talking about tonight, and then I'm going to bring in some more callers after you, because I want to hear from the ladies, and then I will get to the guys. So, guys, I'm going to get to you guys in a second. But I want to hear from a lot of ladies, because everybody's saying that what I do is so offensive. We've had two big girls, one who said I've helped them, the other who said I've never offended her. Lucille, where would you fit in the categories, and how do you feel about what I'm talking about today?
I am a fat woman. I'm 435 pounds at 5'4", and I don't take offense to anything that you say, Tommy, because everything is the truth. And the point being is a fat woman can lose weight. The fattest woman in the world can lose weight. The fattest man in the world can lose weight. They just got to put their mind to it and do it right. And sitting at the table eating a whole refrigerator full of food is not going to lose weight.
You done ate all the Thanksgiving dinner when I come over. You talking about ain't nothing left but pumpkin pie. And I won't have. No, but seriously, let me ask you something. Seriously, Lucille, I got to ask you this. You are a white woman and you date black men. The black men are told that they like women with more meat on their bone and blah, 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 and all that bullshit that they say and whatever. But have you noticed that white women like yourself typically have no problem at all with somebody saying something about fat? If you are fat, you say, well, I mean, it is what it is. You don't argue with people saying it. Why do you think black women argue it so much? Do you think it's because the black men say, well, I like a woman with meat on their bones, so to them, they rarely hear fat. But white women hear fat from the time they're young.
So some black men tell women that they're thick and pretty, and look, I'm a big woman. I'm a fat woman, and I'm not that beautiful, okay? I don't have a low self-esteem. I have a lot of confidence in myself because I got a brain on top of my head. But, you know, I just don't see, you know, I don't see where thick is pretty because, I mean, I don't have all the right curves. I mean, I got big breasts. And I do have a big bottom, but come on, I got a jerry roll. I got two tires that sit in between each piece of it. You know what I'm saying?
You're right. That was funny. Men can compartmentalize, and when I tell women that they don't get it, Lucille, I say men can compartmentalize. And for people who don't know, men can find one thing on your body that we like and stick to that thing. We can ignore everything else. If I have a big ass and you got a big ass, I can look past your stomach and lack of titties.
Well, I mean, each man has their own thing that they like, you know what I'm saying? And that's what they stick to. But, I mean, I am who I am. And if I want to lose weight, it doesn't matter if I have a medical disease. My sister was 400 pounds. She has thyroid problems. She weighs 175 pounds. And she's still considered overweight. So, I mean, I know.
How did she get down so low? What did she do?
She cut out all the junk that she was eating. She started eating healthy. She cut herself down to a low calorie diet. Now they gave her some medicine for her thyroid when it acts up. But she walks every day. You know, she walks in the morning and she walks at night. She watches what she eats, what she intakes. You know, there's certain things that you can't eat that puts that weight on you. You know what I'm saying? You just gotta watch what you do. You know, I know a lady. She's 700 pounds.
Don't play with me.
Wow. Yeah, I know a lady. She is 700 pounds. She went in the hospital. She was really sick. She got real sick, real sick. They told her she was bedridden, And the doctor said if you don't want to be bedridden, you got to lose this weight. So she got out. Within 2 months, she lost 50 pounds. And all she did was she walked from her bedroom to the back door every day, 5 times a day. She cut out down to a 1,500 calorie diet. And she does a workout. You know, that's why I said the fattest person in the world, they can lose weight. You choose to put on that weight. You got to choose to lose that weight. And as far as people making remarks, if you don't want to hear them make remarks and lose that weight, it's simple.
You can walk away from
a person making a remark just as much as a person can make that remark. So, I mean, you don't want to hear it, then either lose the weight or walk away.
And the thing honestly, I'm not disrespecting them by going up into their face. I ain't going to nobody's face and saying, you fat-ass motherfucker, you need to lose weight. I'm not telling people that at all. These people are coming to me. Again, when I make a comment on my page about women with stretch marks, people came to my page mad about that. How dare you not like women with stretch marks? I'm thinking to myself, bitch, you don't like your stretch marks. Nobody that's 400 pounds is saying that they happy about being 400 pounds, because if they were, they wouldn't mind saying that they're 400 pounds. Do I have a point, or am I wrong?
You're right.
Well,
you
I don't point. Mind saying it, but I'm not happy to.
No, what I'm saying is,
I mean,
like,
you're
saying it because you know you're trying to change it. But, like,
yeah,
okay,
but that goes back
when
to what
I say certain
earlier.
Things, I don't like saying it. It's like a person who says, I have AIDS. They say it because they're trying to deal with what they have, but they ain't glad they have it.
Right. And that goes back to what I said earlier. I've never denied being fat, but I've always stuttered around talking about the actual numbers because it puts more of a reality on it.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, they're like a man with a small dick. Who want to go around and tell a motherfucker straight out, I mean, I got 5 inches.
Exactly.
Hey. Yeah. I'm going to appreciate you for telling me that, because I ain't going to waste my time.
See, ladies, and this is what I want to say. Have y'all noticed, and that's what I'm going to bring in my man. I want to bring in my man. Let's see. I see Tristan on the line. Bring Leon back in. We got so many people on the line. I know people are mad. I'm trying to get to as many people as I can just to get them in here. I'm
going
to bring my girl. No, that's all right. I'm just having fun. I would like for you guys to talk. I know my girl Giovanni's in here. I think this is my man James Brown. James, is that you?
Yeah, man, what's up, man? I'm up here rolling through D.C. and laughing at y'all, man, but I enjoy it. It's a great show tonight, Tommy. And the reason why I say it's a great show because this is a topic, I feel it too, you know what I'm saying? I also feel the confidence in the ladies that's expressing, you know, their size and everything. You know, let me just say from a man, you know, I was struggling with my weight, man, at 280 pounds. I'm standing like 5'11", but I'm not so happy and excited about my weight either. So I turned down or rejected, I would say, a big girl before, and I have nothing against big people though, but as my personal preference, I prefer small women. But the reason why I say that is because I'm not happy with who the hell I am with my own weight. So why would I be with somebody that's struggling with their issue? You know what I'm saying?
Thank you. I know. I went to take a shower today. I took my shirt off, looked in the mirror, put that shirt back on, and got in the shower.
So sad.
Looked like I had a wet T-shirt contest on. I was putting soap on the outside arms of the shirt.
Well, you stupid. Well, you stupid, man. But again, though, you know, to the ladies that's working on that, I wish y'all the best, man, for real. You know, I mean, and don't get this because skinny people are dying too. I mean, don't give a damn.
Yeah. Hey, it's a lot of skinny people here at the ranch. It's a lot of skinny people here because
Zinnia, be honest. The thing that they teach you is a healthy lifestyle, because I'm sick of people saying,
exactly,
not everybody's supposed to be a size 2. I've never asked for people to be a size 2. Matter of fact, I don't really like size 2s, because when they roll over on you, they fucking elbows and shit be hurting
right.
your back.
Right.
Bones.
Right.
And shit.
Right.
I be fucking you
like
in your pelvis.
The thing is that it's a lot of people out here that I would consider thin. And they look like they in shape. They look like they like the size I would probably want to be. But I'm outrunning them because they're like the skinny fat. They don't do anything. Because their metabolism is so high, they would eat whatever they want to eat and then not working out. So they eat unhealthy, high blood pressure, diabetes, and all kind of stuff going on with them.
Yep. And I'm one of them. I don't know if y'all saw my video, the remake of the One Wish song, the Ray J song. If you haven't, y'all need to go see it on my YouTube video. I think it was kind of funny. But I did the remake of One Wish, and mine was called One Bitch. It's a
right.
good song. If I had one bitch, I'd be upset. But that's not the point. What I was saying is there's a shot of me in the pool. My girl took a picture of me in the swimming pool. And I looked at myself. I wasn't looking. I was really mad that she took that picture of me. But I said, I need this picture. And I put under the caption that I look like Dr. Conrad Murray with his shirt off. I looked a hot mess. I was just swole up in that pool. And I said, when did I get that fat?
But I'm glad Zinnia made that point because I recently, and this is Corinthian, I recently joined Weight Watchers. And I was surprised at how many people that I would consider thin were in there with because of health issues.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, there was a girl in there that I used to work with, and I always thought she was a very beautiful girl. I, you know, never considered her to be one that had a weight problem, but her doctor sent her to Weight Watchers to teach her how to eat healthy because her cholesterol was out of control. And when I say out of control, she shared this with us. Her cholesterol was so high that when she went to the doctor to have her physical and they drew her blood for the blood test, you could see the cholesterol in the syringe.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they got
Ooh.
Some molasses.
but I used to say it all the time in patients because, you know, I'm
that's how high her cholesterol
too.
Was
yeah.
because
she can do that.
Cholesterol does not mix with blood. It's just, it's
it
literally
does.
Like fat and water. So when they
right.
drew her blood, they could she,
mm-hmm.
she asked them, what's all that white stuff? And the doctor
Ooh.
Called her cholesterol.
Yeah.
Well, see, y'all
her
making
cholesterol
sick
was that
right
high.
Now.
Wow.
Yeah.
That I don't handle certain conversations very well. I don't handle that one very well. You talk about drawing blood and shit. I can't handle it. I could never be a phlebotomist.
There was another lady in there that I considered to be small. I mean, in my opinion, she might have been maybe 10, 15 pounds overweight. Diabetic, blood pressure out of control. And I'm looking around the room at all these people. I'm the heaviest person in the room, but damn it, I'm the healthiest one in there.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
All right. That's all right.
I've never been diagnosed with diabetes. My mom was diagnosed with diabetes when I was 18.
Good.
When she got diagnosed, she stayed on me to get checked. I've never had a problem with diabetes, never had a problem with high cholesterol. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure at 22. I weighed less than half of what I do now, and my blood pressure was completely out of control.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Because it's something about I was talking about earlier in the show. I said I get mad when a woman who has let herself go, and you said you were less than half of what you weigh now. I get mad when a woman who's let herself go physically, when she say, I can't believe this man cheated on me, he did this to me and blah, blah, blah. And it's not because you're fat. What I'm saying is, if you don't take care of yourself, why do people expect others to take care of them or to treat them better than they treat themselves? You said you had high blood pressure at a certain size, and you continued to get bigger. Can you explain to some people who that happened to? What made you still say, apparently, because you had to have said, fuck it, at some point. If they've told you you had high blood pressure, and then you ballooned to twice the size that you were at the time they told you, what made you get to the point where you were like, fuck it?
Okay, I can definitely go into mine. I was diagnosed with the high blood pressure. When I first got it, I was taking 5 pills a day. The doctor told me mine was stress-related, so I had to change some things in my life. I actually gained my weight after my divorce.
And I can believe it. For some reason, women put on weight when they get stressed, and men drop it.
Right.
Yeah, when the man leaves, the woman has to eat all the food.
You're right. We don't have shit to eat. But my wife loved, I looked in that kitchen and just cried. Oh.
Actually, and I'm glad Zinnia shared something else. After me and my husband split, I did what Zinnia did. I stopped eating. So my body went into starvation mode. And two things would happen. I was drinking, but I wasn't eating.
And a lot of people don't
realize
alcohol
yes.
have a lot of calories.
It's empty
yes.
calories.
Absolutely.
Then when I would eat, I would be so hungry, I would overeat.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, because
yes.
I hadn't eaten in so long, my body was holding on to everything because it didn't know when I was going to eat again.
When you're going to eat again, exactly. Exactly.
And I couldn't understand why I was continuing to gain weight, but I wasn't eating.
Yeah.
And see, for the fellas who are on the line right now, I'm not ignoring you guys. The reason I want these ladies to talk, because it's more of a sensitive issue with them. We're fat, and they can call us fat, and we can run around talking about the overweight lovers in the house.
Right, right.
We get still kudos for that shit, but it'd be serious kudos. When they say it to fat women, and this is what I hate, and that's why I want them to understand. When men say it to you, they're not saying it to you because they mean it. They're saying it to you because they think you need it.
Right.
They think you need to be told that you still sexy. They think that you're so desperate for attention that
mm-hmm.
any compliment will go over.
Yeah.
Right.
That's why I like what I think it was Corinthian when she said, hold on, you can't tell me something that I don't know about myself.
Exactly. Because it's not impressing me. I know
a lot
all.
Of us need to say this shit. You every time a woman tell Lil Wayne he handsome, he know that bitch full of it.
Mm.
A chick told me yesterday online how sexy I was and that I was a 10. I was so handsome. I said, girl, you ain't got to tell me that to holler at me. She said, what you mean? I said, I look in the mirror every day. I know I'm a 5, and if I make you laugh good enough, I move up to a 7.
Right.
I ain't never got no pussy because I just walked in the club and they looked at me and said, that nigga's handsome.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But see,
every time I get
pussy,
they say he's funny.
I got a problem with that statement, Tommy.
I don't think I'm ugly, and I do get I get one off pussy every now and again. I do, especially if I get a suit on. That's why my profile picture be of me in a suit while I'm sitting at home with some holes in my drawers.
Mm-hmm. You so funny. I was about to say you are not an ugly dude. And then
I'm like a Kia Optima.
Shit.
A Kia Optima, think about it. You dress a Kia Optima up, that motherfucker look like a luxury car.
Tommy, no, Tommy. And it is. And the Genesis look like a damn a 550. I'm like, what the hell?
Exactly. I saw a Kia drive by one time. I said, that's a nice-ass 550. Wait a minute. That ain't no Mercedes.
The Hyundai Genesis look like a damn 550. Well, I'm like, what the hell have they done over there?
Exactly. Hey, when I bought my Chrysler 300, I told them niggas I can't afford no Bentley, but it looked like I got one.
And then
the Bentley show
with
up.
The Bentley grills in the boat. I was like, oh shit.
That's what I am. That's why I bought that's why I bought that Chrysler 300, because I say I'm just like this 300.
Oh shit.
If you fix me up good enough, girl, I can compete with anybody. But I ain't going to run around and tell you that I am a Bentley. I'm not. I'm not that nigga. I've seen some handsome niggas.
Well, let me speak to something you talked about earlier about the big guys putting on. So, you know, it might not make you look better, but it makes you feel better. And that's important, too. I mean, it's like myself. You know, I love to dress. When I get dressed, I get a lot of compliments, so that makes you feel better. You know what I'm saying? And
that's why I said, when you see me in a suit, I feel better. I don't feel like Conrad Murray in a suit. Conrad Murray didn't feel like Conrad Murray in a suit.
No, he did.
Why you see a lot of overweight women wearing inappropriate clothing? Because they feel like if they, and I say inappropriate for the simple fact that if you're a 22 and you're trying to fit into a 12, that is very inappropriate.
Very
inappropriate.
Yeah. Okay, what you're saying, Tommy, what you're saying is if a big man put on a suit, it makes him look good and a tight. But why would a big woman put on a little tight shirt with all her rolls running around? That don't make her look sexy to me.
That's what the ladies are saying. They said if they
y'all men be telling her, ooh, girl, you look good because you're trying to fuck her.
Exactly. But here's the thing. Like, my ex-girlfriend, let me tell you something. My ex-girlfriend used to weigh 105 pounds. She was 5'3", 105. All she had was a fat ass. I could see her ribs on her back, but she had a fat ass. Now, she had a cousin, and I tell you, to this day, I always wish that I was with her cousin. Let me tell you how big her cousin was. I believe her cousin was probably about 300 pounds. Her cousin was about, I'd say she's about 5'10", 5'11". And I'll show y'all a picture of her when I get off the show. This is one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen. I think she might even be at my party tomorrow. She's one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen. And she got a size K breast.
Wow. Good comment.
And I remember saying,
you knew
I could
that,
date this chick and knock 100 pounds off her and be the motherfucking man. Because she was beautiful, but she carried herself that way. She never wore anything out of line. She always wore things that complemented her shape.
Right, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That makes a difference.
Exactly.
When you carry yourself as a lady, a man will treat you as a lady.
He will treat you like a lady, absolutely.
A man is only going to treat a woman the way he allows her. If you allow him to treat you like a hoe, he's going to treat you like a hoe.
And that goes
like
for you skinny bitches out there, too, because I see y'all motherfuckers on Facebook dressing nasty, too, and y'all get the same response. It don't matter that you skinny. You get the same fucking response.
Yeah.
You get a nigga like me trying to fuck.
Yeah.
We don't respect yourself. We won't either.
Work out with me when I come home.
I told you I'm going to work you out in and out of the gym.
You knew that was coming, Zena. You're
going to get mad at me. I'm going to be like Jerry Sandusky. I'm going to go to the shower with you.
Oh, hell no. You didn't need to go there.
Wrong.
I'm
going to be in there slapping towels at your ass, talking about we horse playing.
We horse playing.
When you see a plus size woman wearing something that's inappropriate, it doesn't make her look sexy. It makes her look like she's out of breath for one.
It makes her look desperate.
Exactly.
Any women, whether they skinny or what, they look desperate. It's just like when I was trying to tell them about that woman with them titties, and they kept saying she got nice titties. I said, that's not the point. Yes, I agree that her titties are nice. The point is I no longer have respect for this woman. I wouldn't try to do anything to her but screw her because I know she has two teenage kids, and she's on Facebook with her profile picture being her nice-ass titties. There's got to be a problem here.
Yeah, and one of the kids are the ones taking the picture.
Thank you.
Right, and the kids, exact, thank you. And the kids taking the damn picture for her.
It's so crazy.
Exactly. But it's like.
It don't matter the size when it comes to respect. Respect is not a size. People understand that. Men and women know that respect is not a size. That's why you don't see fat men running around doing dumb shit, if you think about it. And that's what I like what James said. Fat men know that in order to get respect, if I carry myself a certain way, I'll still get respect.
I'll get respect, exactly. Uh-huh. Biggie.
That's why a big dude will put on a suit in a minute.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Exactly.
Because we know ain't no way I'm going to put on no motherfucking shirt running around looking like Bone Crusher and with a tank top on.
You
think I'm a pom? No, we think that you plump. Even Eddie, think about it. Even Eddie Long, you lost respect for him when he put the Under Armour outfit on.
Yeah, exactly. He always wore the tight ass shirt in preaching. It's like, why are you wearing tight ass shirts for?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, you used
you
to see him in them suits and be like, well, this is a respectful man. Even though he got a lace front wig on, he got a nice suit on. You saw that nigga in that Under Armour shirt on talking about he trying to protect his house?
Yeah, I was like, shit. Yeah, you knew what he was doing. Like,
exactly. Even if you ain't fucking them boys, you must be thinking about it.
Or something. Just,
who sends out this picture to themselves?
Excuse
me.
He didn't need to wear that stuff. He's like, what
niggas tweeting this picture out, and a grown ass pastor tweeting this picture out to another nigga?
To another brother, yeah, little boy.
Just take the pastor part out. Grown ass man, period.
Yeah, I tell you now, my homeboy profile picture was him in the gym, and that nigga swole up. He the one throwing the party for me Friday, named Sean Black. Sean done been in the gym. Man, I had to take this nigga off my friends list. You put your shirt off like that with no barbells on your hand making me feel bad about myself. You all glistening and shit. I don't need that in my life.
Well, you know what he's doing it for, though. He's advertising. He's trying to get...
No, he's doing it for the women, but, nigga, I see your motherfucking status update.
I know what you're saying. I know exactly what you're saying. Exactly. He's putting out bait. He's trying to get some fish.
That
got to
hurt your feelings to say another dude is glistening on your friend list.
You know what I'm saying? That nigga just come up on your motherfucking news feed glistening.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
That shit just shallow.
Like he took a bath in some motherfucking vegetable oil before he took the picture.
Oh, damn.
Wow.
He's just crystalled up.
Damn, nigga.
Oh, goodness.
Got me questioning myself when I comment on your profile, when I comment on your status. What y'all doing today? Nigga, I'm trying to unfriend you as soon as I can click that button.
Hey, Tommy, but one thing, tell them, you know what, I would say to the big, that's, you know, that's be big and be proud and be sexy about it. But I met this one chick, now she was trying to holler at me. I didn't know at the time that she had that gastric surgery. And she told me she had to have another one to finish the complete the process or whatever. But I was like, you know, you got a nice shape. She said, oh, all that just skin. And I'm telling you, that was like, oh, turn the fuck off. She disgusted the shit out of me when she said that.
Oh, hey, I got like that by a chick one time. She had that gastric bypass surgery. But her pictures, she had on like a Body Magic or something. This bitch had more curves than 285, I'm telling you.
God damn.
285.
Now, wait a minute, though. But I'm trying to fuck you. That's just what I do. So I went over to her house, and she took her clothes off. She said, now, I want to warn you. She did try to tell me.
Yeah,
I want to warn you.
I hope you have
respect. I took her clothes off, and it looked like a motherfucking scene from Nip Tuck on her chest and stomach.
I'm telling you, man.
I started saying Paige and Dr. Troy. Paige and Dr. Christian Troy. Please.
It's a horrible thing.
I still fucked her now. I was wrong. I still fucked her.
I didn't do it. I can't do it.
Motherfucker, you was dark in there.
My brother told me about his friend's wife like that. He said, man, they be sitting on the porch and he can see all the skin hanging around and stuff. I'm like, that just turned my
damn nerves. It was pretty bad. She got up. You know how when you get through fucking a woman, she get up and walk to the bathroom and get that wet rag and wipe you off. Well, she got up and went to get that rag, and the back of her damn legs and ass and back.
Okay, man. That's all right. Okay. Yeah.
See, that's why.
Have y'all ever seen either A, The Toxic Avenger?
Yeah.
B, have you ever seen RoboCop? RoboCop's a better one. You ever seen RoboCop?
Yes.
When the stuff fell on him.
When that nigga walked up to his homeboy and said, his homeboy said, get away from me.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Yeah, okay.
It's the thing I want to say about that. It's a catch-22 for real because, look, you talk about the people that are extremely overweight like myself and several of the people that's out here with me, and then once the weight goes off, then they have all this excess skin. So would you rather have the fat or the skin?
If I had to rather have something, I'd probably rather have the fat, but I would ask for you to tighten up the skin. That's all. Just tighten the skin up.
I truly believe you're working it off, you ain't going to have that excess skin. If you're working it off,
you won't have it. This bitch got her stomach staple.
That's what I was about to say. It's a lot of people here that have had the gastric bypass, and I'm glad because my sister had opportunity to get the gastric bypass, but instead she opted to come out here with me. It's people here that have had the gastric bypass. Ooh, I was just on that hike today. I'm sorry. But this lady just had, she's had a gastric bypass, and they're back here because they still got problems with losing weight.
Yep.
Because a lot of people that have that
gastric bypass, no, to be real with y'all, for everybody, anybody who's considering it, I'm not against it, but if you don't change your lifestyle, you gain it right back.
Or die.
Because if you look at Star Jones, when Star Jones tried to tell that lie that she been taking Pilates, and she's sitting up there looking like the motherfucking mayor on the first episode of the motherfucking X-Men after they got the
turn. She look like a damn fucking man. All skin and damn.
Y'all remember when they put the mayor in that damn machine in the X-Men?
It's better that you talk about this because
that's one reason I never wanted to do the gastric bypass surgery, because I didn't want to wake up one morning and look like a Shar Pei.
Yeah, you, and if you don't change your lifestyle, that's the problem.
Yes, you're going to gain it all back
one,
anyway.
I want to thank everyone for joining the show first off tonight. This was a great show, and I'm so glad. And, guys, I'm going to get to you guys on the next show. You can call back in. But I wanted the ladies to talk from that standpoint, because that's the standpoint you need to hear from people who are currently fighting it. Because the battle about obesity is something that men and women are fighting. Think about it, especially us fellas. We just lost 3 icons within a span of a couple of months for the same reason.
Yeah.
Black men are dying fast than a son of a bitch, because we just think that hog maw, chitlins, and fucking is okay.
He's okay, exactly.
I'm glad Al Roker got him nice mountain size clothes now that he had his surgery. That nigga be like, he was standing up there telling the weather, like, look at those suits.
Yeah.
Nigga suit fitting him like Steve Harvey. Nigga, take your big brother suit off and put a real suit on. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thank y'all.